the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Okada, touch pass Richie for an open three, knocks it down! Richie Saunders!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years to get you ready for BYU versus Kansas. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Good evening, BYU basketball fans, and welcome into Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Tonight, in one of the most anticipated games ever at the Marriott Center, the BYU Cougars host the 23rd-ranked Kansas Jayhawks. Kansas is that blue blood program and a perennial college basketball powerhouse. And while I remember last year there was some disappointment that the Jayhawks didn't make the trip to Provo in year one of the Big 12 for BYU, but now in year two, Bill Self, Hunter Dickinson, and Rock Chalk are in town. And they come to town with the memory of last year fresh atop their minds when Dallin Hall and the Cougars walked out of Fog Allen Fieldhouse with a 76-68 win over the then-ranked 7th Kansas Jayhawks, with memories of a Hall crossover step-back three at the top of the key burned fresh and permanently in Jayhawks fans' hippocampus. That and Kansas comes into tonight's game fresh off a loss at Utah on Saturday, and it may be fair to say that the Jayhawks are desperate for a win. Kansas has shown struggles on the road this season. The Jayhawks are 3-6 on the road away from Fog Allen this season and have lost their last three road games, each against unranked teams, at Baylor, at K-State, and Saturday at Utah. The Jayhawks are scoring 11 points less on the road than they are at home, shooting 7% worse from the field, and only making an average of 7 free throws per game away from the Fog. On the BYU side of things, like Kansas, the Cougars are 17-8, and like the Jayhawks, BYU are 8-6 in conference. But the feeling is very different. The Cougars are coming in feeling good, as their stock is rising. They have won 6 of 8, including 2 in a row at West Virginia and a dominant home win over K-State on Saturday. They're now looking for the Kansas doubleheader, walking away with wins in both games. They've gone from the wrong side of the bubble to now being one of the last 4 bye teams in the latest of Joe Lunardi brackets. So it's a good time to be a BYU Hoops fan. Not to mention you can expect the atmosphere to be electric tonight in the Marriott Center as a much-awaited matchup in Provo is about to take place. In today's pregame conversation, I spoke with BYU assistant coach Chris Burgess about being the resident bracketologist on the coaching staff, tonight's expectation, and about big games. We started the conversation with Burge asking him how long the memories for Kansas and BYU from last year's game will remain fresh atop their minds.
Definitely on everybody's mind, you know, when you go into someone's home court in a Fog Allen, right, especially a well-known, prestigious home court, one of the top 5 venues in all of college basketball, and you knock off KU, but of course they've got that game circled, right, the next season for a little revenge. But at the same time, like, what we're getting our guys to understand and getting our guys to focus on is, like, the game plan. And, like, yeah, they might want some revenge, but you know what, man? We've won 2 in a row because we've been following game plan, because we've been playing for each other, right? So we're trying to get our guys to focus on, like, us, right? This is about us. This is about taking care of the Marriott Center. This is about continuing a back-to-back-to-back, get 3 wins in a row, 3 straight game plans where we've executed to a T, right? And I think that's why we won at West Virginia. That's why we won last game Kansas State, is because our guys have been locked in with that. So our focus has been there, and all the hoopla and the things that people want to write about, that's fine. But that doesn't equal to what we're trying to do, right? We just have to be locked in, right? Whether KU's coming off a loss up at the Huntsman, whether revenge game, whatever it is, doesn't matter. We're just trying to focus on our game plan, execution, and taking care of us, which is an opportunity, right, with a couple losses, you know, with Baylor losing last night. And tied with the Jayhawks today, it's an opportunity for us to be a top 5 team in a conference, and that's what it's about.
You mentioned that a little bit with Kansas coming into this game off of a loss. Is that a good or a bad thing when you're coaching and prepping for a team? Would you rather have them come in off a win or a loss?
Good teams usually respond, right? They respond. They respond to adversity. They respond to losses. They, you know, sometimes as a coaching staff, right, you learn, you tend to learn more after a loss and you fix it, right? I just think KU is such a, and Bill Self are one of the, you know, is such a phenomenal program, historic program, a blueprint program that, like, whether they win, I think they learn from wins. Whether they lose, I think they learn from losses, right? I don't buy into this, like, oh, they're coming off a loss, just simply because he's one of the best coaches of all time. And when you are a great coach and have a great culture and a great program, man, win or lose, you're always trying to get better. I kind of look at it like that. So, you know, anytime you're coming off a loss, like, you know, your antennas are up. But again, we're trying to focus our guys and our staff about us. Like, we're coming off back-to-back wins, right? And we're trying to go three in a row. And so our focus is trying to be there. And whether KU's locked in, whatever, it doesn't matter. We got to keep our focus the same. And the respect for Kansas that we have, right, and everybody in this league has, they're always going to get everybody's best shot, right? Like, we're going to be locked in, right? And so will they.
The nice thing about it is the Marriott Center crowd is going to be locked in. And we were discussing the other day with Sean Farnham. We were having this conversation. He shot us a text like, hey, is this the biggest game ever in the Marriott Center? And ever is a big word. And we kind of went back and forth over a couple of those Gonzaga matchups and even like going back to UCLA in the 80s. But without a doubt, this is maybe a top five game in the Marriott Center, having Kansas as a conference rival coming into the Marriott Center for the first time.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Like, first of all, you know, I mentioned they're a blue blood program, but I think, you know, when you're at BYU and, you know, you're in the WAC or you're in the Mountain West and then the WCC, you can't schedule blue bloods in the non-conference like a Duke, Kentucky, you know, UCLA or Kansas to come to your gym. They're just not going to come to the Marriott Center. It's just not feasible, right? And so when, you know, the announcement of BYU moving to the Big 12 happened, you know, I remember I was on staff with Coach Pope. I remember the first thing I thought was, oh my gosh, we're going to get Kansas into the Marriott Center, right? And not to take away the rest of the, you know, the Big 12, like a Baylor and, you know, Texas Tech and all these different teams. It was just like, man, we're going to get Kansas to come to the Marriott Center. How awesome is that for our team? How awesome is that for our fan base, right? And how awesome is that for, of course, the students, right? And so that's how I kind of look at it, right? Like, I played at Duke 1,000 years ago, and there was no way we were going to go to a Mountain West school, right? We just weren't going to do it, right? Now, we might bring a Mountain West school to Cameron Indoor, but that's just how it works, right? And so, anyway, that like, is it the biggest game in the Marisol? I don't know, right? Like, when we beat Gonzaga in 2019, 2020, I mean, they're number two in the country, right? And so, you know, but it's Kansas, right? It's a historic blue blood, and, you know, Dr. Naismith and Fog Allen, and they're coming to the Marriott Center, they're coming to Provo, so that's cool.
We're at the end of February, looking at March. This is the time where everybody's looking at bracketology every day with Joe Lunardi. We're looking at quad ones and quad two wins and losses and checking all this stuff out. But it's kind of funny, this new staff, a lot of these guys coming from the NBA, this is a foreign language to them. And talking to Coach Young and a couple other guys on staff, every time I bring that type of stuff up, it's like, yeah, we really don't understand that. We have to go to Coach Burge about that. He's the one. He's our bracketologist expert.
Yeah.
So how much education have you been given the staff about, like, what these games mean when you're looking at quads and metrics and bracketology?
Yeah. Well, what's great about being in the Big 12, a lot. There's a lot of discussion about it. There's a lot of educational factor. But I think at the end of the day, our coaches understand, oh, man, you know, playing in the Big 12, it's basically one and two quad opportunities, right? There's not, you know, I think there was only one quad three, you know, home versus Oklahoma State in the conference that we really had to deal with. So the education factors every single day. What's interesting is, like, when you're watching a team in our conference battle another team, right, and the other games in our conference, you know, I'm trying to get them to understand, like, hey, whoever we beat, right, we want them to do well. And whoever we got next on our schedule, we want them to do well. I forget about the standing, simply because, like when Kansas State was on that roll, they were like, oh, man, Kansas State's rolling. I'm like, that's good. Because now they're a quad two coming to our gym, right? If we can get a quad one and a quad two coming to the Marriott Center, that's a great thing for us because it's another opportunity to build a resume. What we didn't want was Kansas State as a quad three coming to the Marriott Center. We don't want that, right? Because they're a good team, and if you lose to them, all of a sudden, boom, it's a quad three loss. And so we that's there's an education factor of how important it is to have the opportunity to play against great teams and quad one. So like tonight, right? Quad one, boom, right? Hopefully we can beat them. And then we cheer for Kansas the rest of the way. Like we beat Baylor at our gym, and we want them to win a lot of their games, not because of the standings and that, because we want that to stay at quad one. We go to UCF and win. All of a sudden they start going on a losing streak. I'm trying to get our guys to understand that that's bad, right? We want that game to stay at quad one. We, you know what I mean? So, you know, and then Utah, you know, like they dropped to a quad three game, you know, at home in the Marriott Center. And I'm trying to explain to them, like, no, we need Utah to win because when they come back, when they come to our place, we want it to be a quad two opportunity, not a quad three. And so there's that, right? I'm trying to get them to understand. And when you were in the WCC, it was like you had two quad, maybe three quad one opportunities with San Fran and, you know, Zags and St. Mary's, and the rest just didn't help you. Right. And so that's what's great about being in the Big 12 is that we've got, you know, we have however many games left on our slate, six, and I think four of them are quad one. Let's go. Right. And so we have opportunities. And at the same time, we need to be cheering for those teams that are borderline quad one with the UCFs, the West Virginias and things like that. We need them to do well.
He is the doctorate of bracketology on this staff. And I'm going to let him go with our usual questions. We wrap up. What are the two things that this BYU team needs to do tonight to get a win against Kansas?
We got to rebound the basketball. They're huge. Hunter Dickinson and, you know, Flory and KJ Adams. They're big, right? And, you know, one of the things we've struggled with this year is these two big lineups. Two big man lineups, right? Like teams that play two bigs, traditional two bigs. And so like a team like Arizona or Texas Tech or Houston. So what we got to do is we got to rebound the basketball. Right. We got to play with some physicality and force. So that's number one. The second thing is, man, we're at home. We're in the altitude. They're coming off a back-to-back game where they were just in the, you know, they just played a game up in Salt Lake City. We got to run. We got to play at our pace. You know, we, you know, going back to the two big lineups, we have to make them run. And they're capable of doing that, but we have to impose our, we have to force pace and force paint. So if we do those two things and rebound the basketball, we put ourselves in a really good position to win the game, right? If we don't, and we play their style, it's going to be a rock fight.
Our thanks to assistant coach Chris Burgess for joining us this morning as he gets ready for the night's game with BYU and Kansas. Coming up next, we'll head over to the Marriott Center for a courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Ben Bagley with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
And welcome back into Cougar Pregame Live. It is time for our courtside conversation. Joining me now from the Utah Ice Center, courtside seats. Well, his nickname is Big Game Mark Durant, so he is in the right place at the right time. It is a big night at the Marriott Center for a big game, Mark.
Yeah, this is pretty big. Yeah, I mean, I've been a BYU fan my whole life. I didn't know that I'd ever see this. So I'm excited. A lot of people worked hard to get BYU to be in a place to play this game. And the cool thing is BYU's got a really good chance of winning this game. I think these are two pretty equally matched teams. And being in the Marriott Center, I always like BYU's chances. But this is fun. This is what it's all about. And as a player, I loved these big-time games, and as a fan, it's fun. And so, yeah, let's just sit back and enjoy a great college basketball game tonight.
I want to dig into the game in a little bit, but I want to ask you about this. You and Greg have called a lot of these big games, whether it's Gonzaga coming into the Marriott Center or whatever it might be. But Kansas is a different bird. I mean, this is a perennial blue blood, the top of the list when it comes to teams in college basketball that has it. On a game like this, as a player, does it feel different? Are you trying to stay that same mindset, or does it feel different? Is it hard not to get excited for this?
Yeah, answer to all of those is yes. It feels different. It is different. You try to not make it feel different, but it does. And part of the challenge of playing a game like this is to get over the name on the jersey.
Yeah.
And you know, it's college basketball is synonymous with Kansas Jayhawks, and the history is amazing. You go to Lawrence and their little Hall of Fame and museum area is, I mean, it's basketball. It's the birthplace of basketball. And so obviously there's a lot kind of mentally that goes into it. But then you just got to tell yourself, you know, this is a team we're tied with in conference. This is a team that just lost to Utah. This is a vulnerable team. This is a, you know, obviously a very good team. But, you know, we're a good team too. And you just kind of, once you have a couple minutes under your belt, you realize all of that. And I think BYU is going to be just fine. But it is a challenge. You know, a lot of eyes are going to be on this game. And it is hard to settle into that. But I think BYU has played in a lot of big games, a lot of experience on the floor. And, you know, I think both of these teams are not going to be fazed significantly by the moment. And hopefully, you know, BYU will come in ready to play a confident team. They should be confident. They're playing good basketball. You know, they just beat a team, Kansas State, handily, who had beat Kansas. So, I mean, there's a lot of reference points to know that you can play and compete at a high level with teams like Kansas. And there's no reason why BYU can't get a win tonight.
Well, it technically has nothing to do with this year's game. The memories of last season at Fog Allen, where BYU goes in and gets an 8-point win in a dramatic fashion. Dallin Hall, every BYU fan, it's etched into their brain. The step-back crossover three over Hunter Dickinson from the top of the key that really kind of sealed that game. Kansas fans really disappointed, and players disappointed after that game. BYU fans and players ecstatic. And the memories of that game, how much does it play into tonight?
Well, I think it's helpful for a lot of the guys that were there last year. And, I mean, that was a singular experience for a lot of people. I know it was for me to go into that arena with the history that I've talked about already and get a win. And it wasn't just about winning either. It was about making big plays in the biggest of situations. That has to give you confidence. And, you know, I think I, as a player, when I played well against a certain team, that carried over from next to the next game year to year. And so I hope that will be a case for a guy like Dallin Hall, who's been playing much better recently. And, you know, maybe this is another game he steps up and makes those big plays. That was a really cool experience and should give BYU confidence. But it's even cooler to have that team in this building. And just being in this building should give you confidence. I know when I played back forever ago, I thought we could beat anybody in this building. There was not a team that I didn't think that BYU could beat when we were in the Merit Center. And I think this team should feel that way as well. Just kind of you're trying to just resource all the confidence and positive mindset that you can, and certainly last year's game was something that BYU can draw from, and you know maybe give Kansas a little bit of fire to return the favor. So I think both teams can get some motivation from last year.
I don't know if there's anything to this, but I think if you're a team like BYU, you'd rather see Kansas coming into this game off of a win than a loss at Utah, let alone three straight road losses. But this Kansas team on the road has almost been like zombie Kansas. Not really. They're the body of the Kansas Jayhawks, but they're scoring 11 points less per game. They're shooting about 10% worse from the field. They're only making 7 free throws a game on the road. They really aren't playing great road basketball, but coming off of a loss at Utah, you're kind of hoping that maybe you do get zombie Kansas other than the Jayhawks reawakened after a disappointing loss.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take zombie Kansas. I don't think that's the case. I mean, they're too well coached and it's too big of a program. I would have preferred a lot of reasons for Kansas to get that win at Utah. One is because, you know, obviously, it could go different ways. It could go zombie Kansas, where they're kind of giving up and we don't have any confidence. We can't win on the road. Certainly know what that feeling is like. But it also can be a situation where Kansas has their back against the wall and they're going to play with increased effort and drive to try and get that win and get a split on this road trip. I'd prefer maybe a sleepy Kansas, overconfident Kansas, than one that's, you know, fighting with all their might to try and get a win here. But whatever it is, you know, Kansas is the kind of program with Dickinson and some of their good guard play that it's just not going to be easy. Whatever win they're coming off or loss they're coming off of, it's a solid, solid, good basketball team. And so there's no easy way through it. You're going to have to play one of your best games to get a win today.
This might be a big man's game in the paint with Keba and Foose versus Dickinson and Adams. Coach Bird's talking about the boards are going to be really important tonight.
Yeah, rebounding is critical. I mean, I think Greg tweeted out some stats about these teams and their records when they out-rebound a team as opposed to when they get out-rebounded, and it's very similar. That the team that probably out-rebounds the other team tonight will probably win. I know Kansas did a good job shutting down Utah's shooting percentage, but Utah got some big offensive rebounds in that game to put that one away. And Utah's a little bit better built to go up against a team like Kansas because they just have size, you know. And Kansas is a team that tries to beat you with their size. And I'm curious to see how it will go tonight. Dickinson is my biggest concern in this game. Not that I don't think Keba and Foose can do very well, but he's just such a mammoth human.
Yeah.
It's a challenge. And BYU has struggled with that type of player, and he's probably the best of that type of player that they'll see. And so they'll have to do some things. I think we'll see a double team on him. And, you know, Kansas is not a team that really will kill you from the three, so maybe you can afford to devote some resources to stopping Dickinson. But I think that's going to be probably where it's won. If he can have a nice game, Kansas will probably win. And if BYU could do a good job on him, BYU will probably win.
Well, Mark, we're hoping that BYU does get the win tonight, and it should be an exciting game. Looking forward to you and Greg on the call.
Beautiful, my friend. Have a good one.
You too. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of the 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at the tell of the team sheet. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America, Cougar Pregame Live. Here's Ben Bagley.
Back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for the BYU Cougars and the Jayhawks of Kansas. Both teams sitting at 8-6 in conference standings. The winner of tonight's game has the edge for the fifth seed going into the conference tournament. And also in the latest Joe Lunardi brackets, Kansas currently a 5 seed in the latest bracket projections. BYU has gone from one side of the brackets just outside the bubble to now they are one of the last 4 teams getting a bye. A win tonight, a quad one win, would really solidify them in the bracketology looking ahead to March Madness. Coming up next, we'll send you the Utah Eye Center courtside seats at the Marriott Center. For the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rebell, you're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the sold-out Marriott Center on the BYU campus here in Provo, Utah. Tonight, the BYU Cougars host the nationally ranked Kansas Jayhawks. It's KU's first ever visit to the Marriott Center and only their second ever appearance in Provo. BYU playing for a third consecutive win. Kansas playing to snap a 3-game road losing streak. My name is Greg Rubel. I'll have your play-by-play call tonight. I'm joined on the headset by my 28-season broadcast teammate Mark Durant. And Mark, BYU still in search of that so-called signature win this season. And even though Kansas has underperformed this year, the Jayhawks are still ranked. They're still top 15 in KenPom and net. In short, they're still Kansas. A BYU win tonight would nudge BYU farther off the bubble and more securely into the projected NCAA tournament field.
Yeah, never underestimate the value of the Kansas brand. And they're not having a great year like they usually do, but they're still a very good team, a top 20 team, and a team that a lot of people respect. So a win over Kansas is going to be a big deal, and I think would cement
BYU in the tournament as long as they kind of take care of the business the rest of the way here at home. Even if they were to lose all their road games, I think they'd still be in. If you get one road win and then win at home, I think you're absolute locked. So they're doing the right things, but this is a big opportunity. We talk about opportunities. This would be a signature win. I think this would be the kind of win that could more surely place BYU into the bracket. You just don't want to have to worry about it on Selection Sunday. You want to take care and get those opportunities now and take advantage of them now, and so you don't have to worry about it then.
Absolutely. We'll hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young coming up next as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Wrubell.
Coming up just after the top of the hour, BYU and Kansas for the seventh time all time, but for the first time ever at the Marriott Center. KU last played in Provo back in 1960, 11 years before this building opened. Their last meeting came last season at Allen Fieldhouse. BYU, of course, ending the Jayhawks' 19-game home win streak with a 76-68 victory. KU leads the all-time series 4-2. Tonight's game will be the only contest between these two teams in the regular season. BYU and KU have identical records, 17-8 overall, 8-6 in league. But whereas Kansas is an NCAA tournament lock right now, BYU's in good shape but still has work to do. A Cougar win tonight would go a long way towards securing a spot in the field of 68. Time now for my pregame interview with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the way Zions Bank is for you. And tonight, Coach Young talks about the matchup of the Big 12's best shooting team in BYU against the conference's top field goal percentage defense team in Kansas. Strength versus strength tonight here at the Marriott Center.
You know, good defensive team, have been all year. They put a lot of emphasis on the paint. You know, we feel like if our spacing, you know, holds true to kind of how we've been all year, we feel like we can generate some good looks from three. It feels like in a lot of ways they almost dare teams to beat them from three. So, you know, hopefully, our spacing allows us to get some good looks.
You get a fired up team coming in after their loss in Salt Lake City on the weekend.
Yep, and I told our guys we're fired up too. We've got two good wins in a row. We know what it is. BYU went over there and beat them at their place last year. And, they took one on the chin up there. It's a huge game in the league, and let's go.
Happens in most games, but rebounding's been a real bellwether for both teams. When you tend to win the board battle, good things happen for you, and same thing for them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's one of the keys for us every game, you know, trying to control the glass. One, to keep teams off the offensive rebounds, but also fuels us to get out in transition where we excel. And then on the flip side, you know, we've had some big offensive rebounding games and really possessions in key moments. You know, at West Virginia, there was a handful in key moments. And then, we did a good job against Kansas State as well. So, you know, I know they gave up a lot of offensive rebounds to Utah. We do it in a different way, you know. Obviously, Cable and Foos try to get in there, but we got, you know, Richie had, I think, five last game. So we do it with our perimeter guys getting in there and crashing.
How does the guard of, say, a Coleman Hawkins on the weekend differ to how you plan to play Hunter Dickinson?
Totally different players, obviously. Hawkins is, a skilled guy that kind of looks for mismatches and so forth, and then posting up smaller guys, which I thought we did a good job with that. In terms of Dickinson, he's an angle guy, and Bill does a great job of putting him in positions to just catch, gather, and finish. He has some post moves down there, but he does such a great job of getting an angle. And so we try to eliminate those angles the best we can. Really want to show him a crowd in there. I mean, he's seen it all before. You know, you're as decorated as he is. You've seen every coverage in the book. So we just want to make it difficult for him and really try to limit those easy once he gets off creating those angles.
What do you like most about your guys' mindset beyond the execution in this little two-game run you've been on?
Just the inner confidence. I think we got a lot of guys playing with a lot of confidence across the board. So, I think self-belief in the team, but then also just an individual, confidence. I think Dallin's playing with extreme confidence, guys coming off the bench as well. So I just like where our heads are at right now.
Got a sold-out crowd. We use the phrase signature win. Tonight would be that for you guys.
It's a big game. I think – you know, obviously I wasn't here, but when BYU made the decision to go to the Big 12, I think it was for nights like this, right, to be able to have marquee teams come into Provo, into the Marriott Center. Should be a great game.
Coach, good luck in this one. We'll talk to you postgame.
Thank you.
That is BYU head coach Kevin Young leading us into tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball is built Ford proud. Mark Durant, keys for the Cougs against Kansas.
I think, Kansas is going to have to out-rebound BYU in this one. And when they don't, they do not have a good record, as you tweeted out earlier today. So BYU, or Kansas needs to out-rebound BYU to win. So conversely, BYU needs to out-rebound Kansas to win. And then we go to Dickinson. I think he's the big key. Obviously, he's a superstar, but he is the big key in this game to me. I think if you keep him under his points average of 16 or so and rebounds of basically 10, I think if you keep him under those averages, you're in great shape against Kansas.
All right, those are Mark Durant's keys to the game. As we break, we tell you that you can go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, it's coming your way next. Live from the Marriott Center in Provo, Utah, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again, Cougar Nation. Welcome back courtside at the Marriott Center. Tonight, another crucial quad one opportunity for BYU. Cougars hosting the 23rd ranked Kansas Jayhawks. KU in the AP Top 25 poll for an 80th consecutive week. But up and down right now in Big 12 play. KU tied with BYU in the conference standings at 8-6. The Jayhawks are in a three-game Big 12 away losing skid. BYU tonight looking for a third consecutive victory after wins at West Virginia and home to Kansas State 3 days ago here in Provo. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host is Ben Bagley. Coordinating producer is Terry South. Control board operators tonight are Seth Larson, Ethan Arkell, and James Finlayson. BYU Radio Engineering is coordinated by Barry Squires. Well, Kansas was the preseason pick to win the Big 12, and Kansas was the number one team in the AP preseason poll. About 25 games into the season, KU is in the middle of the pack in the conference and barely hanging on to a national ranking at number 23. Three nights ago, the Jayhawks losing at Utah in a game that Kansas never led. It was the worst loss of the season for KU. Utah not a team right now being considered for the NCAA tournament. It was the third consecutive away loss for the Jayhawks as well. It'll be interesting, Mark, to see what kind of game Kansas gives BYU tonight. Will it be a desperate, focused Kansas team that pushes BYU to its limit, or might KU be susceptible right now to an early knockout punch if the Cougs start really well in front of a sold-out crowd?
Yeah, that really is the question. We know Kansas certainly has some good players. Dickinson's phenomenal. They've got some guys, and you just don't want to be the team that they kind of put it together against. Clearly, they're struggling. You know, Kansas, it's almost a knee-jerk reaction to put them at number one because typically every year they're number one to start the year, and it just hasn't kind of come together for this team yet. And like I said, that could go different ways. I mean, these are talented, good basketball players, and you got to feel like their back's against the wall a little bit. They're taking a lot of heat, even from Kansas fans. They're not used to that. They're used to being, you know, this is the greatest team in the world. And so they're hearing it a lot. And they're going to come out with a lot of fire. Now, can BYU withstand that and then, you know, kind of remind Kansas that they are a team that struggles on the road, that they are, not the Kansas that people are used to seeing? And if BYU can get that in their mindset, it may be another long night for Kansas on the road.
All right, coming up next, we'll have a conversation with Kansas play-by-play broadcaster Brian Haney. This is BYU Basketball, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues right after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
This is indeed the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. Well, in college basketball history, only one program has more wins than Kansas. A team with 6 national championships, 15 Final Fours, 51 NCAA tournament appearances, and 63 regular season conference titles. But since its last national title 2 seasons ago, it has been a grind. Last year, after being picked to win the Big 12, KU finished tied for 5th in the league with league newcomer BYU. And this season, after again being picked to win the Big 12, the Jayhawks opened the week tied for 5th with BYU, a team with which KU shares identical overall and league records at 17-8 and 8-6. And Saturday in Salt Lake City, as we talked about, Kansas lost to a Utah team that had lost 3 of 4 and 5 of 7 coming in. A short time ago, I spoke with KU radio play-by-play announcer Brian Haney about the state of the Jayhawks as they complete their Beehive State road swing here tonight.
Greg, before you guys joined the league, there was a stat about 3 years ago where Self had more regular season Big 12 championships than he had losses at Allen Fieldhouse. So normally we're just dominant at home, like 95% career win percentage at home. But even this year, they've let some games get away. You mentioned the road struggles, though, and that's very true. It's just not been the typical Kansas team in terms of the ability to string together some momentum. We've gone 4 consecutive Saturdays with losses, meaning we've got an entire month without winning consecutive games. For the preseason number one team in the country, that's a tough pill to swallow. It's still a really talented team, and Bill Self is still the amazing first ballot Hall of Fame coach that he's always been. So it's only a matter of time. I mean, they could flip the switch and still have a great March, but it's been head scratching to see the level of inconsistency they've struggled through this year.
You mentioned last year, and BYU goes into Lawrence last year, and a bunch of streaks ended that night, right? Yeah. It was the 19-game home win streak, but then there was the halftime lead streak, and then the home games against unranked team streak. This is a team that is noted for its historical landmarks.
Yeah, when West Virginia beat us this year, it was the first time we lost a conference opener since 1991, when my broadcast partner was a freshman and about 100 pounds lighter. So, point is, it's been that long, and yet the league is really good, and you guys have been a tremendous addition. There have been a lot of great additions this year. Obviously, Houston the last 2 years has certainly proven that they can step in and be a flag carrier like Kansas was for so many years. So we're hoping to get on some new streaks. We're hoping to see this team play much above where it's been out of late. But here's a wild streak for you. In 21 seasons under Bill Self, they've been in the tournament every year, obviously. They've never been lower than a 4 seed on Selection Sunday. As of today, a projected 5 seed. We've never been in that territory. So, again, wild streaks, and we hope to keep some of them still going.
Still time to bump up into that category, of course. You mentioned the West Virginia game. I think it was the game after that. You went on the road to Orlando and won a game by about 50. So we see what this Kansas team still can be.
That was the perfect storm, right? Every shot was falling. Their defense was creating havoc. We've not done a good job of scoring off our defense since. And Bill Self said this particular Kansas team is not getting easy buckets because they create havoc on one end that leads to transition offense on the other. He said historically we've had 10 points a game from teams that did that on a regular basis. This club has struggled to do that. This club has struggled to start quickly. And if we start fast to one half like we did at Baylor when we were up by 21, we get outscored 60-30 in the second half because they struggled getting off the blocks. I hope this doesn't sound negative. I'm just being honest with you. It's been a head-scratchingly inconsistent year. But I love our guys. I adore our head coach. I still think they can make a great run out of this. But to sit here on February the 18th and Bill Self is still coaching energy, that's not something we've had to deal with in his first 21 seasons.
Well, tonight's game is the back half of the Beehive State road swing, and we had a game going on at the same time you had the Utah game going on. So I'm tracking your game on Stat Broadcast, and I see Kansas down double digits, and then I see them tied. I think it was 60-60, yeah. And I thought, well, they're on a run, but they never got over the hump.
We were down 11 twice in that game, once in the first half, once in the second half. We tied it twice and yet never led a single time. Yeah. At one point, just outside of 4 minutes to go, Zeke Mayo, our top free throw shooter, gets fouled, goes down, hyperextends his knee. He had to leave the game and couldn't shoot the free throws. Had he stayed in, we probably would have taken our only lead, and who knows what happens from there. He did come back in the final minute, but too little too late. He's good to go today. They don't worry about any residual, you know, bothering of the knee. But that was a pivotal juncture in the game and a huge loss that, honestly, we never expected to have. Kudos to Utah. They swept that Beehive State Tour, and now you guys have a chance to tonight. By the way, we were pulling for you big time on Saturday.
Well, regardless of whether Kansas would have won or lost on Saturday, BYU knows what kind of team it gets in here tonight. But that said, the fact that it was a loss on Saturday, what does that do for KU coming into tonight? And what does Bill Self, what do these guys think about this year's BYU team?
Well, there's a ton of respect for Coach Young and what he's done with this roster and what next year's going to look like when we have the number one and number two players in America playing each other. By the way, let's see if it's truly a randomized schedule from the Big 12.
Or if they get two games.
Or if they get home and home. Because you want to showcase those two players. But anyways, it was a ton of respect, and certainly we were super impressed with what Coach Pope's version of this team came in and did last year in the fog. So our guys remember that. They'll be plenty motivated. They've been dialed in the last couple of days. They're hearing more criticism from our fan base than they've ever heard before. So they're trying to have a tight huddle, block out the noise, come out and execute. But, yeah, they recognize this would be, without a doubt, Greg, their biggest road win of the year. Because, as you said, we've dropped a lot of games on the road, and the games we have won haven't exactly been marquee road wins. This one would be. So they understand this is a major opportunity knocking here tonight.
All right, Brian, great to see you as always. We'll see you back in Kansas City.
Always good to see you, Greg. Truly, I say this every time we interview, but you guys have been my favorite addition to the Big 12. So glad you're in the league, buddy.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
BYU and Kansas coming up in their lone meeting this regular season. Last year they met just once in Lawrence, and on that unforgettable night at the Fog, that included some snow after the game.
It did.
BYU battled back from down 12. To defeat the Jayhawks 76-68 and end KU's 19-game home win streak. It also ended, as I mentioned with Brian Haney, an 82-game home win streak when leading at halftime and a 67-game home win streak against unranked opponents. And the MVP of the night was arguably point guard Dallin Hall, who shared the game-high scoring honors with 18 that night. Flash forward and Hall comes into tonight's game off a season-high 16-point effort against K-State on Saturday. It was Dallin's highest scoring game since that night at Allen Fieldhouse almost exactly a year ago. And Mark, BYU could really use that version of Dallin Hall down the stretch this season.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that is playing his best basketball, and I'd like to see that continue. That shot that he hit in Fog Allen was one of the more iconic shots in BYU history. And they may need some shots like that tonight. And maybe I always slip and call Cannon Jackson. And Jackson hit a couple of shots. I wouldn't mind if Cannon hit a couple of his own tonight. And you're going to need production from a lot of different guys to be able to beat Kansas.
All right, our final segment of the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show is coming up right after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, moments away from tip-off for BYU and KU here at a sold-out Marriott Center. It kind of breaks down pretty simply. The offense of BYU, the defense of Kansas State, that's where both teams butter their bread. The Cougs really high offensive metrics and KU really high defensive metrics. The other place it breaks down really simply, Mark, is how they get their points. Neither team does a lot from the free throw line. But it's really dramatic how the teams rely on their twos and their threes. Here's the way it breaks down. Kansas ranks ninth in percentage of points scored on twos. BYU ranks 303rd in the same category. BYU ranks 22nd in the percentage of points it gets on threes. And KU ranks 282nd. So really it is BYU wanting to bang a bunch of threes, and KU wanted to go inside over and over and over with guys like Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah, 3 points is more than 2 points, Greg. So that's a kind of an advantage for BYU if they can shoot a decent number. I think if BYU's in the 30s and they're making over 10 threes, it's going to be hard for Kansas just to keep up. As good as they are in the paint, it's hard to keep up with a good three-point shooting team. So it may all come down to whether or not BYU can hit the three. They didn't do it particularly well against Kansas State the other night. They'll have to do it good tonight.
Now, we saw one of the best college basketball environments in person you could ever see last year in Lawrence.
Amazing.
That was unbelievable. But this isn't too bad, Mark. This building will be filled to the brim, 17,000-plus for BYU and Kansas. And Kevin Young said it in our pregame show. He said, I'm sure that when BYU joined up for the Big 12, it was with thoughts of nights like this. BYU and KU here at the Marriott Center.
Well, I've been watching BYU sports my whole life, and it's all built to really to this moment. A lot of people have sacrificed and worked hard to get to this situation, playing in different conferences, in Independence, West Coast Conference, to get here, and a lot of work has gone into this game, and here it is, Kansas in the building at the Marriott Center. Love it.
We got tip-off coming up next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
A slip low by Foose, a pass out to Nell, pull, fire, score for three.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments. By Big O Tires, stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Cannon big three. Knocks it down. Cannon catching three-pointer.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Before we bring you starting lineups, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
All right, let's bring you tonight's starting lineups presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We'll start with the 23rd ranked Kansas Jayhawks. They are 17-8 on the season, 8-6 in conference play, 3-6 in true away games. Bill Self, the future Hall of Famer in his 22nd year in Lawrence, 32nd year overall, his record with the Jayhawks, 605 wins to 151 losses overall. His record is 8-12-256 as he's coached more than 1,000 college basketball games. At the point, number three, DeJuan Harris Jr., 6'2", 170-pound senior from Columbia, Missouri. At the two, number five, Zeke Mayo, 6'4", 185 senior from Lawrence, Kansas, and a transfer from South Dakota State. At the three, number six, Ryland Griffin, 6'6", 190 junior from Dallas, Texas, a transfer from Alabama. At the four, number 24, K.J. Adams Jr., 6'7", 235, a senior from Austin, Texas. In the post, number one, Hunter Dickinson, 7'2", 260, senior, Alexandria, Virginia, and a transfer from Michigan. Those are the Kansas Jayhawks. Mark Durant introduces you now to the BYU Cougars.
At the point guard for the Cougars, number three, Yegor Demon, 6'9", freshman out of Moscow, Russia. Your two is number 21, Trevor Nell, 6'5", senior from North Salt Lake, Utah. Small forward is number 15, Richie Saunders, 6'5", junior from Riverton. Your four is number zero, Mawut Mag, 6'7", senior from Melbourne, Australia. And the five man, the big man in the middle, number 13, Kaba Keita, 6'9", junior from Bamako, Mali. That's your starting five for the 17-8 Cougars, 8-6 in conference, 12-2 here in the Marriott Center, coached by head coach Kevin Young in season number one.
The officials for tonight's game, Ray Natili, Randy McCall, and Brett Smith. In the Ken Pomeroy referee ratings, Natili ranks 45th, McCall 48th, and Brett Smith 59th. Ray Natili working his 70th game of the year. McCall is 64th game of the year, and Smith is 62nd game of the year. For Ray Natili, it's his third BYU game. Randy McCall, it's his fifth BYU game. And Brett Smith, his third BYU game as well. Brett Smith came from Tennessee for this one. He worked the Northern Iowa Murray State game last night. Notably, Randy McCall presided over that crazy Texas Tech-Arizona State double overtime game last week. And Ray Natili, he was working the Arizona-Baylor game last night.
Yeah, I've come to appreciate how much work it is for officials and how much they have to travel. I don't know how they make the games in time. My commercial travel is not that efficient. I don't know how they do it.
Here we go. It is BYU in the home whites with Royal and Kansas in the road Royals with white and red.
Not many people make Cable look small, but Hunter does. He's a mammoth human.
Dickinson slaps to KJ Adams, and KU controls for possession number one. Kansas from back to front, left to right as we see it and you hear it. Zeke Mayo on the wing left side. High to Dickinson. Dickinson right corner to DeJuan Harris. He'll step back, pull and fire. Miss from three. Kaba Kata grabs the first rebound of the game and clears to Yegor Demet. The kick ahead to Richie. Corner three. Trevin Nell. Yes! Welcome to the 1,000-point club. Trevin Nell. That's 1,002 with three-pointer number one of this night. BYU takes a 3-0 lead on the first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the night.
That's how you get to 1,000 in style. Beautiful shot in transition.
BYU up 3-0. Push shot from the elbow in and out from DeJuan Harris, and then BYU can't control the rebound, and it falls out of bounds, and Kansas will get another shot at a score on a possession that was ended with a miss, and BYU somehow had that rebound go out of bounds. Did they overrule? Nope, they kept it. Kansas basketball.
I thought Harris knocked it out. Kaba had it, but Kaba didn't challenge it, so it must have gone off the big fella.
Now BYU really needs a stop because they had the miss. And hands on the rebound. DeJuan Harris, left wing. Left corner to KJ Adams. Left elbow. Dickinson, right wing. Mayo passes out of that three. Now frees himself for three, top of the key. Off the iron. Tipped by Dickinson, no good. Long rebound chased down by Yegor Demet. Yegor to forecourt. Yegor stops. Hands to Mag. He'll drive to the rim. Lay it up and in. The assist to Yegor Demet, and BYU takes the 5-0 lead.
This is a team that has been on the ropes on the road, so a great start for BYU to reinforce that.
Dickinson harassed by Kata up high. The pass goes to Harris between the circles. 90 seconds in, 5-0 BYU lead. Mayo for three, left side. In and out. It's spun out. Trevin Nell grabs the rebound. Yegor into forecourt left side. Nell, deep three. Back rim. Rebound Kata. Chases it down for the reset. Richie will try it from three and score it. And the Cougs take an 8-0 lead. And Bill Self calls an early timeout. Less than 2 minutes in. Just the start you wanted. If you're a member of Cougar Nation. Pretty loud for the first 2 minutes of the game.
Welcome to the Marriott Center. It may not be Fog Allen, but it's not far behind.
So two Mountain America Credit Union three-pointers for BYU. One from Trevin Nell and one from Richie Saunders. And again, Trevin came into tonight with 999 career points. He surpasses the 1,000-point mark just the way you'd want Trevin Nell to do it with a three-pointer.
What a memory for him. And took a long heat check. Second one, Kaba gets the offensive rebound, gets it to Richie. So 2-for-3 from three, and Kansas 0-for-3. That's exactly the numbers you wanted to start this game.
BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. All right, 8-0 BYU, and that early timeout resets us with 18-13 to play till halftime.
See if they go away from the three, try to get a bucket inside for Hunter.
DeJuan Harris into forecourt. Runs Trevin Nell over the screen by Adams. Adams will dive low hand to Hunter outside. High to Mayo. Mayo to Hunter at the elbow. Jumper good. There it is. Hunter Dickinson not inside but outside the right junction. He scores his first two. 8-2. BYU lead down to six. Yegor runs it high. Passes left corner. Trevin for three. Back rim. Kaba grabs another offensive rebound. The reset to Richie. High to Yegor. He'll think about that three, pull it down to his waist. Two misses, both rebounded by Kaba Kata off three-point misfires. Yegor to the right wing. Gallops into the paint. Behind his back to Mawut. He'll try it from three and miss it. Another rebound by Kata and lost this one to DeJuan Harris. BYU 2-for-5 from deep. Transition 3, Mayo right online. And just like that, three-point game.
Yeah, too bad. Yegor had Cable for a thunder dunk. Didn't see him.
Three the other way. Trevin Nell knocks down his second triple from the left corner. And the Cougs back up 6. A third Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. Trevin's got 2. Nell is 2-for-4 from deep. BYU's up 6, 11-5.
Getting looks in transition, hitting them.
Harris into a 3. Short on it. Rebound, Yegor collects.
Well, they dared Harris to shoot that. He was short.
Richie into forecourt. Now to the top. Richie stops at the right elbow. Bounces on the right wing to Nell. Straight away to Yegor between the circles. 20-second shot clock. 16:35 on the game clock. Demon for 3. Missed straight away. And the rebound collected by Dickinson. BYU not shy from the arc. 3-for-7 from deep. 7 of their 8 attempts have come from the three-point line. 11-5, the Cougar lead. Mag face guarding Mayo on the left wing. Right side to Adams. Adams inside the three-point line. Gives it up to Harris. He bobbled it. Lost it to Nell. Nell to Demon.
Mawut.
BYU to fourth court ahead to Mawut. Mawut reverse lay-in. Score! The assist to Yegor Demon. The fast break bucket. And the Cougs lead by 8 again. 13-5.
Another steal. Travis, your leading steals guy, and he took it away, got it out in transition.
Dickinson, first post up, spins low on Kata. Here comes the double by Nell, and he lost it on the baseline. And off of BYU or off of KU, how'd the call go?
That'll be Kansas ball out of the timeout.
Timeout with 15:48 to play until halftime. We'll call the first 4 minutes and change a money moment of the game for BYU, brought to you by All Pro Capital. The Cougs scored 13 in the first 4 minutes and 12 seconds. All Pro Capital, put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Cougs a strong start, 8-point lead over KU. 13-5 is our score on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. BYU has had a couple of 8-point leads early. Trevin Nell leads the Cougars with 6 on a pair of threes. And with those 2 threes, Trevin Nell, besides going past the 1,000-point plateau, now has 216 career threes. That passes Chase Fisher for fifth place in all-time threes at BYU. Next up is Jackson Emery, and he's 14 threes away in fourth place. And Richie Saunders, by knocking down a 3, is now in the Cougars' career top 20 in three-point field goals made. BYU 3-for-7 from deep. The Cougs 5-for-9 overall. KU is 1-for-5 from 3 and 2-of-7 from the field. It is BYU 13 and Kansas 5 with 15:48 to go in half number 1.
Yeah, already 7 threes in 4 minutes of play for BYU, and they're good looks, most of them in transition. And we saw Kansas State the other night come in here, and in the first 5-6 minutes, they looked a little bit gassed, and I think we're seeing that for Kansas. This high-paced basketball at a high altitude is hard to keep up with. The Kansas not too deep out there as well, so BYU's got to keep running. You'll keep getting those open shots.
And I recall having heard there being some science about the first day or two doesn't affect you as much as day maybe 4 or 5 or 6 at altitude. And the Jayhawks have been in the Beehive State for a while, having opened their set at Utah on the weekend. Here we go. DeJuan Harris lobs it, and the hammer to KJ Adams. Bill Self calls a play out of the timeout that works
play
to perfection, and it's 13-7. KJ Adams with the alley-oop finish, and BYU's up 6.
Adams is so spectacularly athletic.
Richie has it knocked out of his hands, retraces, now finds Kata outside the left elbow, straight away to Nell. Nell terminates, jumps it low to Kaba. Tough pass to handle, but he does handle it and squeezes it up over the rim and in. BYU 15, Kansas 7, Cougs up 8. Kaba Kata has his first 2.
The great thing about Kata is now his teammates have confidence that if they make that pass, he'll get it. Earlier in the season, it wasn't the case, but he's a finisher now.
Dickinson, high post, left wing. Harris is open for 3. Again, they're daring him to shoot it. Storr will shoot it and miss it from 3. And Kata grabs another rebound. A.J. Storr is checked into the game for Coach Bill Self. Yegor front court right side. Left wing Nell. Nell back to the right to Yegor, 30 feet away. Kevin Young calls to play with 14:45 to play here in half number one. Yegor sees a soft double. Nell will lob it up, and Tata with the alley-oop finish.
Yeah. Dickinson was out almost near half court on the double. He didn't. No one was back to guard Tata.
Cougs take a game-high 10-point lead, and that lead retained after Dickinson misses the jumper, rebounded by Nell. BYU in four court. Tata hands off Nell, and now Demon in the center circle. 17-7, BYU up 10 for the first time. 14:15 to play till the break. Yegor has Storr on the switch, terminates and finds Nell up top. Nell left wing, Yegor thought about that three, goes around Dickinson, gets right to the rim, takes contact, he'll shoot two free throws as he scooped at the tin and took a body check in midair. The foul goes to Adams. That's the first foul of the game. It comes nearly 6 minutes in. Kevin Young ready to check in. Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker, and Fuseni Traore. BYU's up 17-7. Yegor goes to the free throw line for two. Yegor on the year shooting 66% at the stripe. There's a make for Yegor. BYU's up 11, 18-7. Yegor double-figure scoring in five of his last seven games.
And really good patience there, Greg. Early in the season, he had two chances to shoot a three that he would have taken. Didn't take either one, went to the rim, got fouled. That's a smart play from Yegor. Now Fusin, that's going to be a challenge for him defensively. See how he does against Hunter. So Yegor makes both.
So BYU's up a dozen. Kansas led by 12 last year before BYU rallied. BYU has the 19-7 lead.
This is a great start, but Kansas is not going anywhere.
14 minutes to play until halftime. 19-7 Cougs, 6-0 BYU run. DeJuan Harris out front, slow bounce to the right side. The handoff to Zeke Mayo. Mayo finds Adams at the free throw line. Reverse pivot to face, left wing Storr. Storr lobs low to Dickinson. Dickinson single team now by Traore. They dig, they steal. Dawson Baker on the theft. A 3-on-1 ahead to Dallin Hall. Hall to the cutter, mag, and BYU turns it over in transition.
It's been a problem all year. 3-on-1, should have had an easy bucket.
Deep three by Mayo. No. Lobs low to Dickinson. Knocked away. There's another steal. Now can the Cougs convert. Off another Kansas turnover. Baker. Right corner. Mag won't take it. Fans were on their feet ready for the three. And Mark, I think you were too.
I like my watch shooting that. It was open.
Foose. Top of the arc. Hands off to Mag. Mag is open for three. Foot on the line. Left wing to Dallin. Dallin will drive it on. KJ Adams pull it out. Cougs get late in the clock for the first time. 8-7 on the shot. Dallin, no look whip to Mawut for three. There it is!
See, I told you.
22-7. Another Bill Self timeout. Not even 7 minutes in. 22-7. BYU by 15. 4-for-8 from deep. That's why you wanted Mawut shooting the three.
Yeah, I mean, great patience. He stepped into it beautifully. He's got 7 points already in this game. Great job from Mawut. And how about Foose? He creates... I wondered how he'd do defensively. Well, how he's done is two possessions against Dickinson. He's got two knockaways for turnovers.
BYU basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. Well, the good news is it's been an outstanding start for BYU. You look up and they're still only 7 minutes in.
That state of Kansas, that doesn't know what hit him in the first half against this BYU team. He always just come out on fire. Now, Bill Self, he's one of the best in the business. He'll try and settle his guys down here, but it's getting away from him early. And now, BYU's got to really be aware of a set play. They got Adams on the alley-oop last time out of a timeout.
All right. Bill Self has already used two of his team's four timeouts, and we have 13:03 to go until halftime. Five Cougs have scored. Mag 7, Nell 6, 4 for Kata, 3 for Saunders, Demon with 2. BYU shooting 67% to KU's 30%.
Dickinson will sit for a while, so a chance for BYU to keep that run going.
DeJuan Harris into forecourt to the top, to the line, left wing to Ryland Griffin. Knocks it down. Three-pointer, long two.
Second three.
Catchings in. Baker's open for three to answer. Heavy on it. Offensive rebound. Cannon Catchings. Great board by Cannon. 22-10, by the way, on the make by Griffin. Straight away, Traore. Foose just inside the three-point line. Hands out to Baker. Baker had a little too much adrenaline on that last three. Dallin Hall, left wing. Dallin, jabbing on Storr, will drive, find Baker. Baker will head fake it. Kick to Hall for three. That's heavy. Offensive rebound, Foose again. Reset Richie for three. That's
wow.
good.
Wow.
Richie Saunders second. Mountain America three-pointer. And BYU's back up 15 again, 25-10. BYU 5-for-11 from deep.
5-0 on the offensive boards.
Badunga right to the rim, up and in off the assist from Ryland Griffin. Flory Badunga checks in and scores inside to make it 25-12. And we're back and forth here at the Marriott Center. Hall, right wing Richie. Right corner Dawson. Won't fake that. He'll drive it, wipe to the paint. Pivot in the post, and they say travel or foul. Travel.
Maybe 3 seconds on Foose.
3 seconds on Traore. So a turnover for BYU either way. The Cougs lead by 13 at the under 12-minute timeout. 11:44 to play until the break. BYU 25, Kansas 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Two other games in action in Big 12 play tonight. Two of them in the second half. Eighth-ranked Iowa State at home has a 50-33 lead over Colorado. 14:53 left in the second half of that game. And with 12 minutes left in the second half, TCU looking for an upset over ninth-ranked Texas Tech. The Horned Frogs are up 50-42. Now back to the Marriott Center with Greg and Mark.
Man, thank you very much. BYU Basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah with the lowest prices and three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. BYU's had a lead as large as 15. The lead right now is 13, and we're coming off a BYU turnover with 11:44 to play until halftime. It'll be Kansas basketball. BYU shooting 60%, 46% from deep. The Cougs have made both of their free throw attempts. Kansas shooting 42%, 29% from the arc, and hasn't taken a free throw yet. Rebounds 10-3 in BYU's favor. And the Cougs have more offensive rebounds than KU has total rebounds right now at 4-1.
And they got the 6 second chance points off of those. And BYU tracking to score over 100 points in this game, which is... I mean, Kansas, you're lucky to get to 70. You're doing well to get to 70 against Kansas, but BYU so far has just been on fire.
Kansas leads the Big 12 in field goal percentage defense. Still a long ways to go here in Provo, but outstanding start for the home team. DeJuan Harris races past Dallin Hall to the timeline. Had only one foul in the first 12 minutes plus. It's gone against KU. Harris right wing to A.J. Store. Store. At the free throw line, Griffin. Griffin heavy on the free throw line jumper and the loose ball foul on BYU. It'll be Kansas basketball. The Cougs have had a couple of KU possessions end in misses, and yet KU retains possession. This will be a foul on Dawson Baker. Fouls are even one apiece, KU basketball.
It just went to the wrong side. BYU had three rebounders on the right side. It kicks left, and Dawson had the foul.
Griffin. High to Harris. Harris lobs it, and another dunk for K.J. Adams. Another alley-oop finish. The lob has worked twice, and the lead's down to 11, so that loose ball foul cost BYU 2 points.
That was pretty cool. I mean, Adams, his head was above the rim.
Dallin Hall, angle left, Richie. Right wing, Dawson Baker. Dawson open for three. Step back, won't take it. Richie with a 10-second shot clock to Baker again. Screen set by Foose. Dawson has a switch, drives, turns around at the line, jumps in, and traveled, turns it over. That's BYU's third turnover. I'm thinking Dawson's been caught in the paint a couple of times, doesn't know where to go with it, and BYU with three giveaways, and Kansas can now make it a single-digit game. Shaky last couple minutes for BYU.
Dawson's just trying to do too much. Usually he's pretty good at finding a seam, but if it's not there, kick it out.
The concern I had was he was wide open for three and didn't pull.
I missed one earlier, so may not be really confident from three.
A drive and kick in the right corner. Store will drive into the paint, have it knocked out of his hands, and Yegor does take it away. Kicks ahead to Dallin Hall. Dallin forecourt left wing. Terminates for the trailer Baker. Baker right wing Yegor. Yegor into the alley. Picks up his dribble to Hall between the circles. BYU's up 11, 25-14. Foose, top of the key. Bounces to his left. Hands off there to Mihailo Boskovic, who's checked in. Hall shows it, drives it, kicks it. Baker right corner, missed it from three. And the rebound to Kansas.
Thought Dallin had a layup easy.
Another lob. This one's fumbled out of bounds. Cougs catch a break as Store was the one trying to finish, not K.J. Adams that time, and he bobbles out of bounds. BYU basketball, the lead 11, but BYU's gone scoreless in 2 minutes plus.
They're not really getting a shot off. Obviously, they got that three there missed, but the three possessions before, they didn't even get a shot off.
BYU needs to make here. Leads 11, still double digits, but Cougs have really cooled off the last four times down the floor. Dawson Baker to the right wing. Who will have that make for BYU? Left corner, Yegor. Straight away, Dallin. Driving kick, Baker. Right corner, Mihailo. Boskovic high to Demon. Yegor guarded by K.J. Adams. Backs it up toward the timeline with a nine-second shot clock. Yegor on the hippity-hop with the left hand. Now to his right to the top. Down to five, down to four. Yegor drives on Dickinson, squeezes it off the window. Kind of a prayer. Contact, no call. And BYU is 2.5 minutes scoreless. Kansas in four court. DeJuan Harris left corner. Straight away, Mayo. Mayo fakes to his right, passes left to DeJuan. BYU leads by 11, but they've dried up offensively. Jump hook by Dickinson, in and out. Cougars catch a break on the rebound to Hall. BYU needing a score, up 11. Hall, right wing. BYU scoreless in 3 minutes. Foose up high. Who's going to get it done? Demon races past Harris, a one-hand whip, wide open. Baker, three. No, another miss. Offensive rebound, Foose. Reset to Hall, right corner. Dallin will penetrate. Now pull it out to the right wing. And Richie Saunders will check in. Likely for Richie. Another deep miss from three for Dallin Hall. BYU 5 for 14 now from the three-point line. And the Cougs have gone scoreless in almost 4 minutes. Three-pointer, Kansas the other way. Ryland Griffin knocks it down. Playing with fire were the Cougars. And KU keeping the door open. Kevin Young calls timeout. 8:31 to go until halftime. Really tough stretch for BYU. Mark, the Cougs could have put a hammer down here in the first half. And now it's a single-digit game, 25-17.
Yeah, just some mental mistakes, a lot of turnovers, and BYU had plenty of time in defense and transition to get there, and they just miscommunicated, leaving a wide-open shooter.
And this might seem a little extreme, and I know the guy has his limits, but I don't sit Richie Saunders anymore.
Yeah, I mean, Dawson's had a couple minutes. He's a great player. It doesn't appear to be his night. I think you go with guys that are proven commodities like Richie and Trevin. Get scores out on the floor. Three-point shooters that can hit the shots, because BYU's still getting the same shots they have, but the guys shooting them are not as reliable.
It's a 7-0 Kansas run as BYU has gone scoreless in almost 4 minutes. It was 25-10. The Cougs were cooking, and they've not scored since. And a chance to really open it up against KU has gone away. Richie Saunders, let's note, in a game that BYU won by 15 on Saturday, he was plus 25. He was that much better, or BYU was that much better when Richie was on the floor against K-State.
And Richie and Trevin and Mawood are 5 for 8 from 3, and the rest of the team's 0 for 6. So really need to focus on getting those guys the looks.
BYU's not lost a lead larger than 10 all year. The Cougs' large lead tonight's been 15. Kaba, top of the key, looking for help. Not even there.
Yeah, Boskovic.
BYU's out of sorts right now. 10-second shot clock. Trevin will head fake it from the arc, will drive to the hoop, take a hit. He kind of forced the issue, and the good thing he did, he takes a body check from Hunter Dickinson. Or did they not call Dickinson? They called Mayo out front.
Wow.
Dickinson got him.
I think they're trying to protect the big guy because it clearly was on him.
These are two big free throws, Mark. It's a scoreless drought of 4 minutes and 1 second right now. Again, BYU up 15 was on the verge of running away here in the first half. And then a drought. And now a miss. Just nothing going right.
I guess that's why you get the lead, to withstand some droughts. And BYU's main job now is to limit the damage.
1 for 2 on the trip. Ends the drought. 9-point lead, 26-17. Nell with 7. He and Mag lead BYU in scoring, but Kansas settling in here in the Marriott Center. BYU can still defend, even though the Cougs are over the last four. There's a steal from Kaba Keita.
So quick with his feet to get around.
Yegor takes a bump on the wing left. Nothing called there. Yegor still on the bounce. Takes another bump and no call. Nell, underhand to Yegor, strong on the three, rebound to KU, and kick ahead for the Jayhawks. It's DeJuan Harris, right wing. BYU, now 5 for 15 from deep, really cooling off from the arc. Harris for three, online but long. Rebound Richie Saunders. BYU's up 9, 26-17. Yegor hard to the hole. Kicks in the corner. Ooh. Finds Mag off a deflection. Marks Hooing because somehow that was deflected. Yegor straight away, slight angle left. Under 8 minute timeout coming on the whistle. BYU 0 for its last 5, 1 for its last 8. The lead is 9. Yegor deep, deep 3. Another miss. And the rebound, Kansas. Yegor 0 for 3 from 3. BYU all out of sorts on offense. Griffin takes a hit. That'll be a foul. Easy call there, and it'll be timeout. 6:56 to play until halftime. BYU had a 15-point lead, and it's shrinking. 26-17. The Cougs have been outscored 7-1 since taking a 25-10 lead. The Cougs are 0 for the last 6, 1 for the last 9. Had a chance to put a hammer down, but the hammer's still in the air against Kansas. BYU no field goals in 5.5 minutes on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Well, you can't imagine a better start to the game, but the middle of the first half has been brutal. BYU no field goals in more than 5 minutes. As Kansas has come from down 15 to down just 9. KU still only shooting 41%, but BYU not much better at 43%. Fortunately for the Cougs, they still have the rebounding edge and have made two more threes than KU. And fortunately, KU's turned it over 6 times to BYU's 3. But BYU has hit a cold patch here in the first half. But, Mark, it's a good thing they did have that 15-point lead, some leeway to work with.
Yeah, they had 25 points. I remember at another timeout with over, I think, about 11 minutes to play, and they've scored 1 point since then. Amazingly, still have a 9-point lead. But, listen, you have to understand what your strengths and weaknesses are. And I think Yegor is making a mistake by shooting so many threes. It's hurting this team right now. It's not just him, but he's had opportunities and it's not hitting him. So you have to put that shot away for a while, and maybe they'll talk about that on the bench as he comes out with Dallin Holliday.
Devin Baker and Hall are 0 for 8 from 3. KU basketball as we come back in. The count at 4, nearly a turnover off the inbounds, but it finds Storr. Dickinson right wing to the cutting Ryland Griffin for 3, top of the key, in and out, and the rebound collected by Kansas. Storr blocked by Kata and collected on the baseline by Mag. BYU will clear. Great sequence. Mowat Mag will spin to the right block, pass on the wing to Dallin Hall, nearly knocked out of his hands. BYU 1 for its last 9 from the field. To restore a double-digit lead, the Cougs need a field goal on this possession. Mowat for 3. That'll do. That will do. Mowat Mag with his second Mountain America three-pointer. He's got 10 to lead all scorers. BYU by a dozen, 29-17. Zeke Mayo to the bump. Right elbow jumper. Mayo misses. Dickinson can't squeeze the rebound. Dallin Hall clears the boards. Dallin forecourt right side. Dallin quickly low to Kata. Kata missed at the rim.
He got
wide open.
It pushed in the back, I thought. No whistle.
29-17. Would have made it a 14-point lead. And now a miss from 3. Storr misfires on the right wing. BYU the board. Mowat on the arc right side. Finds Kata straddling the three-point line. Hand off to Hall. Not many fouls in this game. 2 apiece. Richie on the bump. He'll pull. He'll fire. He'll score for 3. Richie Saunders. 3 for 3 from 3. And the Cougs restore their game-high 15-point lead, 32-17.
Bill Self's running out of timeouts, so he lets him play.
Storr. Right wing Coit, who's in the game. Post feed to Dickinson on the right block. There comes the double by Mag. The jump hook is good, but a foul on the floor.
Probably a good foul.
There fouls on Kata. It'll be no shots. So foul number 3. 5:08 to go till the break. And so The game-high lead restored on a 7-0 BYU run. But Whit Mag and Richie Saunders, the two guys that played so well to begin the game for BYU, come back in the game and get the Cougs back on track.
Yeah, three threes for Richie, and they've done a nice job with him as of late, but inexplicably they left him open out at the top of the key.
Richie and Mawood are 5-for-6 from deep right now.
That's good.
Adams right corner, Coit high to Harris. Fakes a pass right, goes left to Adams. Adams will drive hard into Saunders, turn it over. Trey Stewart on the steal.
Trey
to the rim, banks and misses. He'll have to go to the free throw line to earn two. That could have been a three-point play. Trey took it himself on a two-on-one. Now you got to get the free throws.
And another turnover for Kansas. That's seven for them.
Now you want to be at least 1-1 in points off of turnovers, ideally more, and BYU's got only 5 points off of 7 turnovers. This would turn into points off of turnovers if you count the free throws. Stewart from the line makes the free throw.
How good has Trey been lately? We wondered maybe if we'd see him on the court again at one point this season. He's earned a lot of minutes now, playing important minutes and playing really well.
4.7 points per game in his last three. He makes the free throw for a game-high 16-point lead, heavy on the second. 1-for-2, 33-6-17. The BYU lead 16, 4:50 to play till halftime. Dickinson dribble handoff left wing to Coit. Coit on the arc back to Dickinson. Dickinson, Coit. Three, short, rebound Hunter in good position, back up and scores at the rim. 4 points for Dickinson off the offensive rebound.
It's a good bounce, a long rebound off the three, goes right to Dickinson.
Richie Saunders, push from the elbow, good. Wow, what an answer from Richie. That's a tough shot. That little floater from Saunders makes it 35-19, BYU by 16 yet again. Saunders 11 to lead all scorers. 4:15 to go till halftime.
People come to see a lot of good players, and they end up being most impressed with Richie.
Zeke Mayo will float it. Have it knocked out of his hands on the baseline. Stewart into forecourt Saunders. Saunders on the wing left. BYU's up 16. That's the game-high lead. Trey Stewart far boundary. Under 4 minutes. We'll go to the under 4 minute media timeout on the next whistle. Can the Cougs expand the lead? Stewart for three. Really heavy. Offensive rebound. Stick back. Oh no. Oh no. It spins out from Trevin Nell. It was down and popped out. It would have made it an 18 point game. Coit to the other way and knocks down the three, wouldn't you know it? David Coit for three after BYU misses at the rim on a ball that spun out of the hoop. 35-22, 13 point game. Isn't that the way it goes? Man alive. Hall, right wing, Richie. That's
all
the way
Richie.
It goes. That's the way it goes. Richie Saunders says, I got you. 4-for-4 from three. Richie Saunders, 14. BYU by 16, 38-22.
It's all Richie all the time.
Wow. Point to the top. Step back. NBA
just
three.
Hit one. Missed that one.
Dickinson, another offensive rebound off the miss. Reset to Mayo. Mayo for three. Short on it. Rebound Foose. 2:50 to play till halftime. BYU by 16. 38-22. Saunders 14. Turnover. BYU.
Nope.
Pass to the corner.
Knocked out of bounds off Kansas.
It'll be BYU basketball after we come back. Fans on their feet to applaud a 16-point BYU lead, 38-22, Cougs over KU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
From business matters to family matters, from legal advice to litigation, Fillmore Spencer is your full-service law firm headquartered just a mile north of the Marriott Center on University Avenue with branch offices in Salt Lake and St. George. Top-rated lawyers consistently voted Utah Valley's favorite law firm. With its broad legal expertise, Fillmore Spencer can play offense or defense, and even provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Like the BYU Cougars, Zions Bank has a long, storied history and a loyal fan base. But we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors. With more than 120 branches to serve you throughout Utah and Idaho, coupled with the convenience of mobile banking in the palm of your hand, we're here for you, wherever you are. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways. Zions Bank is for you.
You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed by conflict in your life? Hi, I'm Emily Taylor. I'm a mediator and developmental psychologist, and I want to help you learn to handle any conflict with confidence. In each episode of my new BYU Radio podcast, Conflict Coach with Dr. Emily Taylor, I coach a real person through a real conflict in their life and teach the skills you need to navigate your own conflicts well. Subscribe to Conflict Coach with Dr. Emily Taylor on your favorite podcast app.
Your health.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball is sponsored by tonight's game sponsor, Qualtrics, the leader and creator of the experience management category, and Five for the Fight, the campaign to end cancer. Qualtrics is tonight's game sponsor, and BYU Athletics thanks Qualtrics for being an important part of our team. Richie Saunders and Mawut Magh have 24 of BYU's 38 points. Mawut Magh and Richie Saunders have outscored Kansas here in the first half, 24-22. BYU as a team leads 38-22. Richie 4 for 4 from 3. Mawut 2 for 3 from 3. From the field overall, those two are 9 for 10.
Just an epic performance from both those guys, particularly Richie. You know, the whole focus of Kansas is stop Richie Saunders, and for him to be doing what he's doing is really impressive, and they've done a good job. I think Kaba and Foose down low. Dickinson does have a couple putbacks, but he's only got 4 points, does have 8 rebounds. So they've done a heck of a job defensively, creating turnovers, getting out of transition, which leads to open threes, and they're knocking them down. They had that little stretch there about 5 minutes, but other than that, it's been complete domination for BYU.
Yeah, BYU had a stretch without a field goal of some 5 minutes plus, and they've weathered that particular drought to lead now by 16, 38-22.
Well, Yegor does check back in. I like him on the floor, but he's got to be really judicious about taking threes when it's not wide open.
BYU basketball, Trey Stewart into Fuseni Traore. Hi to Yegor Demon. Demon, left wing Trevin, open for three. Another one. Another one. Trevin Nell, three for five from deep. He's a third Coug in double figures here in the first half, and it's BYU by 19, 41-22. Wow. Matt Harris straight away to Coit, David Coit. Left wing Shaquille Moore's checked in. Adams, and now Coit as they run the weave, and the jumper's good. By Coit, 41-24. He's been good since he checked in. 5 points for Coit, averaging only 4.4 per game. He's already got five. Nell lobs low to Foose. Foose gets good position. Double team beneath the basket. Goes up with it hard and takes the foul. He'll get two free throws. Well done. The foul will go against Corey Badunga. Badunga picks up his first. The Jayhawks have their fourth. So Foose will shoot two. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen. Siegfried and Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. Cougs up 17. Large lead's been 19. Now the lead's 18 as Foose makes the first free throw.
I like that recognition. Dickinson out, so Kansas actually pretty small team without him on the floor. And Badunga came up, was up out of the three-point line, so they go right inside to Foose.
42-24. BYU by 18, now 19. Foose good again. Good free throw shooter, 82% plus. Kaba checks in for Traore. BYU's up 19. The Cougs have not lost a game this year, leading by double digits at halftime.
What an exhibition this first half.
K.J. Adams, dribble handoff to Moore. Moore high, turned it over, and BYU almost had the steal. A foul on the floor, a bobble, a loose ball scramble, and coming away with it is Moore. A three-point play chance, lay-in score with the hit, and BYU nearly had that ball.
And not only did they not get it, it just happened to bounce perfectly to Kansas for a chance at a three-point play. And Richie picks up his second. I'm pretty sure that's on Richie. And so probably I would think he'd be done the rest of this half.
Yeah, that's a worst-case scenario. Near steal turns into a breakaway two with a foul for a three-point play. And now BYU's got to go the final 146 of the first half without their leading scorer. Shaquille Moore misses the free throw. Rebound, Yegor lost it, but to Nell. Oh, wow. Man. Dallin Hall in four-court right corner. Thought about that three. Leans into a pass to Kaba on the arc. Back to Dowlin. 1:30 to go till halftime. BYU by 17. Game-high lead's been 19. Never larger.
And they're playing Richie. Got to be careful.
Dowlin. Takeda straddling the three-point line straight away. Back to Hall with a seven-second shot clock. Nels left wide open for another three. Wow! 4 for 6 from deep. BYU by 20 for the first time. 46-26.
Well, amazing. Now Rich has got to be careful here, but Nell Saunders have four each.
The Cougs are averaging 10 threes per game in Big 12 play. They have 10 and a half in the first half. We're not there yet. Moore will drive it straight away. Coit. Coit with a 12-second shot clock. Into a three. Top of the key. In and out. Rebound, Kata.
Wow.
BYU can go 2 for 1. BYU can go 2 for 1. Kevin Young urges Dallin Hall into four court. Dallin to the top. Crossover. Oh. Step back.
Mikey
over
Lawrence.
Dickinson. Oh, no. That was almost the photo from Lawrence, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Rebound, KU. Coit into four court right side. Adams on a post up to Dickinson. Dickinson jump hook off the window. No. BYU plays for the final shot. The shot clock is off. Cougs on the rebound, and BYU plays for the final shot. BYU should lead by no fewer than 20 at halftime. 46-26 is an exhibition of three-point excellence here in the first half. 10 for 23 from deep for BYU. Dallin Hall fouled by Coit. The Jayhawks fouls to give.
Right.
8.1. This should almost ensure that BYU does not allow Kansas any kind of look before halftime. The Cougs should lead by no fewer than 20. 8.1 to go, and still another foul to give for Kansas.
And I think they will give it.
The foul on Coit, his first. BYU 46, KU 26.
I just feel like the way this half has gone, BYU's going to make a big shot here. Seems fitting.
Wouldn't that be something? 8.1. Sideline send in Yegor. Just no turnovers late here. Count at 3, count at 4. Nell at the top with 6 and with 5 to Demon with 3.
Why not?
He shoots for 3, in and out. The tip, no, and the half ends.
Look good, actually, for Yegor. Just rimmed out.
46-26, BYU the halftime lead. Halftime recap next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Let's head live to the Utah Ice Center's courtside seats alongside Mark Durant. Here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so welcome back to the Marriott Center here in Provo, Utah. About to begin half number two between BYU and Kansas. Cougs nursing a 20-point lead. Last time the Cougs led by 20 or more was by the same score, 46-26 against Oklahoma State. And BYU
won.
You
want to see that again, though.
What's that?
Yeah. Oklahoma State get back into the game on
they
that
got,
one.
They got back in the game. They outscored BYU after halftime, but BYU ended up winning that game by 16-85-69. But, yes, nervous moments in that K-State
three,
game.
Three, I think.
So, yeah, you don't want to see a repeat of that. And certainly BYU's not lost any games after a 20-point lead this year. The Cougs have led by 20 or more 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, now 6 times. And this is the 6th of 6. They're 5-0, beating Central Arkansas up 23, Queens up 25, Mississippi Valley State up 28, Florida A&M up 29, Oklahoma State up 20, but now leading Kansas by 20, 46-26 as we begin half number 2. So BYU led K-State by 18. That game got down to 8 in the second half. So the Cougs have seen opponents make some runs after big leads. See if the Cougs can keep a comfortable cushion here in the second half. BYU opens second half with the basketball, so here we go. Greg and Mark with you courtside. Tyson Jacks, BYU Basketball Communications Director, alongside. BYU in forecourt. BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it. KU will be coming right to left here in the second half. Nell bodied out between the rings, hands to Demon up top. Yegor to the right wing. Terminates, finds Trevin left side. Down to a 15-second shot clock. Yegor, forecourt, right side.
That lob to Kaba is there in the future.
Nell, pardon me, Demon, left corner. And the Cougs open the second half with a turnover. That ball went right through Mwitmag's hands, off his chest, out of bounds.
He's making a move before it happened. I'm sure Coach Self has really challenged his guys. Let's see what Kansas has to bring to start this second half.
Only 3 first-half turnovers for BYU. Dickinson a 3 off the BYU turnover.
He can shoot that. Cable was really late to get out to him.
46-29, lead down to 17. Nell to answer. Nope.
I don't know what Yeager's not seeing as Kansas gets the rebound. He's got Kaba on an alley-oop anytime he wants it.
Three-pointer, left corner, no. Rebound, Kate off a deflection.
It's a big miss.
This feels like the way the second half started against Kansas State as Nell spots an opening to the cutter. Kate to the rim, up and in! Didn't have enough momentum to dunk it, but he finger-rolled it over the rim. The Cougars score to make it 48-29. The Cougar lead 19. Good make. Griffin, high, Dickinson. Dickinson, another three, top of the key. Back rim, rebound, Nell. For Trevin, five rebounds. BYU four-court, Yeager. Yeager gets right to the rim, driving lay and score. That's what you want to see from him.
Beautiful crossover.
BYU by 21 for the first time tonight. 50-29. Harris high. Thought about that three. Step back, take it over Nell. Heavy just on it. Rebound, Kata.
Zero energy from Kansas. Crazy.
6.7 rebounds for Kaba. Mawut left corner. Richie. Kata, left wing, back to Richie. Richie lobs it up for Kata. Yes, at the window! Lays it off the glass for two. 52-29, BYU by 23. Bill Self, hands on his hips. Has only two timeouts at his disposal here in the second half. Left wing, Adams. Adams to the short corner. Jumps a pass to Dickinson, wasn't looking for it. Into the hands of Kata on the turnover. Yeager forecourt. Yeager down the lane. Yeager at the left elbow. Straight away, Richie. Pull. Fire. Oh, he front rims it. Finally a miss from Saunders. KJ Adams on the rebound. Forecourt left side. Two and a half gone here in half number two. Transition three. In and out from Zeke Mayo. Rebound Kaba. That's eight boards for Kaba to go with 8 points. Yeager front court right side, a blistering pace.
Kansas looking gassed because of that pace. And BYU starting 0 for 2 from 3 in the second half, though.
Yeager, body checked out to the left wing. Whips a pass to Nell. Nell will jump it right wing to Saunders. Saunders, push shot, floater, good from the right base. Richie Saunders, 16. Timeout, Bill Self. Wow. He has called three timeouts in the early moments of both the first and now the second half. He has only one left for the game. This comes with 3 minutes gone in half number two, and the Cougs have taken a 20-point lead and pushed it to 25. It's 54-29, BYU leading KU, and we are taking this timeout on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Well, here's how the second half began, with a BYU turnover and a Hunter Dickinson three. So, pretty good start for KU, down 20. Well, since that Hunter Dickinson three, it's an 8-0 BYU run to answer and push a lead from 20 at halftime to now 25. And this right now, right here, with the great schedule KU's played and all the great teams they played in non-conference and in the Big 12, this is the largest deficit Kansas has faced at any point this season.
That's really remarkable, and they look tired, they look defeated, and BYU just has to keep the hammer down, keep going, keep attacking, don't get tentative with it. Now you have this big lead. Keep attacking, because I just don't think at this point Kansas believes, and you don't want to give them any reason to think otherwise.
All right, 17 minutes remain here at the Marriott Center. We've had the bonus timeout called by Bill Self. Yes, Kansas one timeout remaining. BYU has three.
Trevin wants a little crowd support here. He's like, what do we got to do? We're up 25. Here comes the rock.
DeJuan Harris. Starts at forecourt. Kansas right to left as we see it and you hear it. Zeke Mayo lobs it to Hunter Dickinson. Collects on the left block. Jump hook by Dickinson off. And the rebound to Nell. Dickinson is 3 for 8. Ahead to Kata. Kata missed the finger roll. The rebound to Hunter. Outlet Mayo. Mayo step back to the left wing. To the bump. To the left elbow. Bounces it low. Turned over. Richie on the steal. They're trying to take it away from Richie, and Kansas knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay BYU basketball. Kaba has 8 points, very close to points 9 and 10 there, but it just rimmed out. And he's looking for that elusive double-double. He had 11 and 9 rebounds and points on Saturday. He's sitting at 8 and 8 right now.
He did a great job holding his ground against Dickinson made him shoot over the top, missed it, and then beat him down the floor. Just couldn't get it to go on the layup.
Kaba has two BYU double-doubles. BYU 2-0 in those games. He has five career double-doubles. His teams are 5-0 in those games. Here we go. 16:30 to play. Yegor into forecourt left side. BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it. Yegor between the circles. Picks up his dribble. Left wing Trevin Nell, 25 feet away. Trevin will drive it. Jump stop. Push shot blocked. Trevin will restart. Lean in, looking for a step through. Nice. Off the oh, yes! Trevin Nell just squeezes it up and scores it. Very patiently done by Trevin Nell. BYU by 27 for the first time tonight. 56-29. BYU nearly doubling up KU here in Provo. Mid-range jumper. Adams misses and Dickinson sticks back and scores. He's got nine to pace the Jayhawks. 56-31. BYU by 25. Offensive rebound score. And that's second chance points for KU. BYU outscoring KU 8-6 in second chance points. Richie Saunders, another three miss. He's not made a shot from three in the second half, or has he? No, he's 0 for 2 from deep. And we've got a foul on the Kansas front end. 15:34 to go, so we'll take the under 16-minute media timeout. Yeah, Richie was 4 for 4 from three in the first half, 0 for 2 in the second half. BYU as a team is 0 for 3 from three in the second half. Yet, the Cougs lead by 25. They've added 5 points to their halftime lead at the first media timeout of half number two. 15:34 to play. It is BYU 56 and Kansas 31 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Basketball is brought to you by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings and shakes to salads. JCW's quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. We have 15:34 to play here in Provo. BYU by 25 over the 23rd ranked Kansas Jayhawks. The Jayhawks may be the latest team to get swept on the Beehive State Road Swing. Back in the day, Mark, the WAC yes. Mountain West days, teams used to hate having to play BYU and Utah on the same trip. And back then, it was almost always on the same trip with travel partners. Well, yeah. There aren't two travel partners now, but enough teams are getting this swing. I think seven teams are playing BYU and Utah on the same stretch, and a lot of them are getting swept this year.
A lot of people have gone to Kansas and come away 0-2, and now it's Utah's turn to get some revenge there, and a heck of a job by BYU so far in this one. Like I said, keep putting that hammer down, and so far so good. And that's with BYU starting this second half 0-3 from three. They're still increasing that lead.
The largest deficit from which Kansas has come back to win a game this year is 14 points. That was at TCU. They've trailed by as many as 27 in this game, and they're down 25 now. Their largest loss, that is deficit or margin of defeat, 17 at Iowa State. BYU up 25, still tons of time left, 15:34 to go.
Well, they're not really built to come back, certainly capable to do it, but not a lot of high offensive guys. Maybe Dickinson can do it.
And only 5 for 21 from 3. The runner, though, from Shaquille Moore goes. He's got 4. And the lead down to 23. And now Kansas will employ some full court pressure as Yegor Demon will be forced to bring it up against pressure into four court. Yegor, right wing. 20-second shot clock and a 15-15 game clock. Mawut for 3 looks online. Right online! Mawut Mag, 3 for 4 from deep. He's got 13, and the Cougar lead 26, 59-33.
That guy, man, that guy, he is just tough as nails.
Magnificent. Dickinson left wing, the lob low, the seal, and the block
Richie
of K.J. Adams on the help. Richie Saunders swats out of bounds.
Well, that was Richie's guy, but Adams caught it. But what comes over to help? Great help defense. That allowed Richie to come from behind and swat it.
Harris, left corner, Store. Out on the wing left, Dickinson. Cross court, wide open three for Harris. Barely grabs the iron. Falls to Mawut Mag. Demon, a kick ahead to Richie Saunders. Richie will drive it right beneath the basket. Wait, squeeze it up, and score it! Richie! 18! And the Cougar lead 28 for the first time tonight.
Richie knew he had a size advantage, so he just kept going.
K.J. Adams Right wing Dickinson, backdoor cut, bobbled by Storr and saved in, but to Mawut Mag, it's a turnover, and BYU in forecourt, Yegor right side. 14-15 to play. Richie on the arc left. Kugster looking for their first. No, they got their 1-3 from Mag a moment ago. That's their first of the half. Step back three for Yegor. Why not? There it is. Yegor Devin, his first three. The Cougs have their 12th, and it's BYU by what? 31!
They're almost doubling up Kansas. Can you believe it?
And Bill Self has just taken his final timeout.
Why not?
Kansas out of timeouts with 14 minutes to go.
There's Bedlam in Provo.
Listen to the crowd here for a second. What a special night here at the Marriott Center already.
Yeah, this really is special. And, you know, that's a great shot from Diego. I've been critical of him taking the three, but he had a mismatch. He had Dickinson on who was not guarding him. He measured it. He took his time. A nice, smooth stroke. That's the shot you want from Diego, not coming off a dribble or off a screen. He's able to measure it, and he hits it. That's a big, big shot. And everybody's getting in the action tonight.
BYU's only had two Big 12 games with more threes than the 12 they have right now. The Cougs are 12 for 29 from deep. BYU went 15 for 24 against Cincinnati, 14 for 32 at UCF. 12 threes for BYU, 5 for Kansas. KU's been outscored by 21 at the three-point line alone. And the lead is 31 for BYU, 64 to 33.
You almost were kind of hoping just can BYU hang on here in the second half, being up 20 at halftime, but they're not settling. They're playing like they're behind, and they're up 18-7 in this second half.
I just saw Bill Self take his playboard, his whiteboard, and he didn't so much slam it down as he kind of dropped it down as if to say, what could I possibly draw up that's going to help us tonight?
Yeah, I just don't think it's going to happen for Kansas. They've got no energy, no fire. They seem defeated. And they may be. I mean, this is a tall order to come back in this one.
Shaquille Moore into forecourt. BYU by 31. 64-33. The job's not done yet, but they've already done a ton of heavy lifting, have the Cougs. Dickinson spins low and dunks on Foos. What a quick move by Dickinson as he spun around Traore for two, and he's got 11. 64-35. Yegor right wing. Yegor drive and kick. Richie corner three. In and out.
Wow.
Saunders 0 for 3 from 3 in the second half. Rebound KU.
If it's going to happen for KU, it's got to happen right here.
Griffin for 3. That popped out. Long rebound slapped out to KU. Dickinson for 3 on the reset. That's short. Rebound Nell. Trevin with his 8th board. He's 2 off a career high in rebounds. Right corner Richie. Straight line drive down the right baseline. Floater. Yes. Richie Saunders 20. That's his 6th Big 12 game with 20 or more.
That floater is a tough shot, and Richie has it down.
66-35. BYU back to a game-high 31-point lead. Griffin races past Richie. Finger roll, window, score. It's a quick first step by Griffin.
Foose has got to help a little better there.
66-37. Coug lead 29. Yegor is open for 3 on the screen by Foose. Left wing Saunders, baseline drive by Nell, hit on the way to the hoop. The shot missed and no call. And so KU the other way, 66-37. 12:25 to go. Dickinson takes a bump. Heavy off the window. Loose ball rebound on Badunga. It'll be BYU basketball. Badunga picks up his 2nd. 12:24 to play. And the Cougar lead 29. Dallin Hall in, Trey Stewart in, Dawson Baker in. Checking out Mag and Nell and Yegor.
Well, credit to Kansas that I'm still nervous about this game. I want that clock to keep ticking up. BYU up 29.
You just keep playing timeout to timeout. Now we're looking to the under 12. 12:22 to play. Dawson Baker will run it into forecourt right side. A nearly perfect game being played by the Cougs. A 50-40-75 game right now. Percentage from the field, the arc, and the stripe. Hall between the circles to Richie off the curl. Outside the perimeter left. Gets a step on Griffin. Drives him to the base. Pirouettes beneath the basket and scores off the window with a reverse flip. Richie Saunders, 22, to lead BYU. And it's Cougs by 31 again, 68-37.
He's a special player. I mean, he can do it all.
Under 12-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. A little floater by Griffin. No. Cougs collects the rebound. Richie racing to forecourt. Cross-court Dawson right wing. Dawson will drive it. Bank it. Miss it. Doc Dickinson the rebound. It was right there for Dawson. Just didn't have the angle right. The other way. Griffin blocked by Stewart. A foul on the play. Bodies hit the deck. And who's hurt?
Trey's down.
Trey Stewart is down. And he will come to his feet as we will go to a break. And it'll be Kansas shooting two free throws after this. 11:33 to go. BYU by 31. 68-37 over the nationally ranked Jayhawks on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Two finals in the Big 12 tonight. Iowa State beats Colorado 79-65. TCU upsets Texas Tech 69-66. And one game still in action is Arizona State trails Houston by 21. That would be 10 less than BYU leads Kansas. But Arizona State trails Houston 55-34. Now back to the Marriott Center with Greg and Mark.
Ben, thanks a lot. Mark, you remember we went to Portland in the 2021-22 season. BYU played Oregon.
Yeah.
Really good Oregon team. It was early, so we didn't really know how good Oregon would be yet. But that said, that night BYU won by 32, and Oregon was ranked 12th at the time. That was an early season ranking still. That's the largest margin of victory ever for BYU over a ranked team. 32 points against number 12 Oregon back in 2021-22. BYU leads number 23 Kansas by 31 points. 1 point shy of that, with still plenty of time left. 11:33 to go here in Provo. Either way, this was a team, Kansas, that was one of the NCAA selection committee's top 16 teams this past Saturday when they brought out their seeds. And BYU's dismantling this Kansas team to this point.
Yeah, this is an absolute butt-kicking, and this train doesn't seem to be slowing down anything for BYU. As Griffin will go to the line, I would note Richie Saunders picked up his third. He's got, you know, he's only got six total fouls in this game, and Richie's got three of them.
Ryland Griffin taking his first free throw and makes. Kansas, that's his first free throw make of the night. They're 1-for-2 at the free throw line.
Well, these officials are letting them play in a lot of threes. I love it. I love
missed.
It. Who's in
early? Loose ball foul on Boskovich or a lane violation? Lane violation on BYU, so Griffin will do it again. Yeah, really, there's only been 10 total free throws taken. BYU 6 of 8 and Kansas 1-for-2, but they'll do another one here. And another miss. And this time no violation, and ball don't lie, I guess. Trey Stewart drives to the hole, blocked out of bounds, and he hits the deck again. Trey was on the ground at one end, and now he's on the ground at the other end. So two hard hits for Trey Stewart at either end of the floor.
I mean, the block may have been nice, but he clearly gets nailed with the body on the shot.
He did on the follow-through. Just a mid-air collision. And Bill Self, hands on his hips, is out toward the timeline to examine the inbounds.
I bet Bill Self hasn't experienced this much in his career.
68-38, BYU by 30. Trey Stewart up top. Stewart on the angle left. Dribble handoff to Foos, high to Hall. Dallin flares it and turns it over. It'll be Mayo on the far boundary on the steal. Forecourt left side, steps back for three and knocks it down. Zeke Mayo with his second three. He's got six, and that was pretty casual.
Yeah, sloppy fade pass from Dallin across court. Got picked easily.
68-41, BYU by 27.
Dallin does have six assists.
Dallin to the bump, has Dickinson on the switch, right wing to Stewart. Stewart looks low for Foos. Foos on a double, goes up on the double, takes a foul, and will shoot two more free throws. Foos to the line. Fuseni Traore, last year in 23 minutes off the bench at Kansas, 6 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists for Foos last year. Foos came into tonight needing 3 rebounds to catch Russ Larson for 10th all-time at BYU rebounds. He got 4, so he passes Russ into 10th place.
Russ Larson is in the building tonight.
Yes, he is.
You see that?
Look at Foos knocking down the free throws. We're not surprised, but he's on a really good run right now. 11 for his last 12 at the line. 1 for 1. 1 for 2. 69-41. Coug lead 28. 10:40 to go.
Well, make sure you know where Mayo is. He hit that last three. You don't want anyone getting hot.
Mayo frees himself for three left wing. Stewart a good closeout. And hip checks Mayo to the ground. And Trey feels a little hard done by because he just got leveled a couple of times with no call. It'll be a non-shooting foul. 10:30 to play. So we're almost halfway through the second half. And BYU's added 8 points to its halftime lead of 20. Jayhawks forecourt left side. Coit. Slow bounce left hand. Off the curl, Mayo. Offensive foul or a hold on BYU? It's on BYU, Dawson Baker. And so four fouls against BYU to two for KU. Will stop the clock with 10:22 to go. Any win over Kansas is a good win, whether it's by one or by 31. But certainly you want to make sure this final 10 minutes is played at a high level and you have your best showing, because every margin of victory is measured. As Mayo misses the three, the rebound deflected by Dickinson to Boscovich. Cross-court Dallin to the trailer. Scoops it to Stewart. Dawson straight away, three. In and out. Offensive rebound. Foose back up. Blocked into the hands of Dickinson. Jayhawks the other way. Mayo cross-court right. Touch pass right corner. Coit. Ball fake. Pulls it out straight away. To Passmore. And Passmore's lay-in is missed. Rebound to Boscovich. Dallin Hall racing it down the lane. We'll pull it out.
He's got Dickinson on him. He's measuring him a little bit.
Fans want the shot over Dickinson, I think. The ball goes left to Baker. Baker, short corner feed to Foose. Foose on a back down. Single team by Badunga. They don't double Foose, so he goes to the middle. Now to the base. Reverse lay in. Good. You single team him. Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck. And he had Badunga on him, didn't have Dickinson, so that was easy pickings.
71-41, BYU by 39-20 to play. Badunga, base right. Backs down on Boscovich. Boscovich, feet to the base on the up fake. he bought it, and Badunga missed anyway. Rakese Passmore, after DNPs and threes of his last five, is in the game for KU. Dallin Hall, three! There it is, left wing! DH from deep. And the Cougs are up 33, 74-41. Pull up on the baseline. Mayo missing. Boscovich taps to Foose, and he'll outlet to Hall. Kick ahead, Bosco. Mihailo at the arc right side. Boscovich to Dallin Hall. Maybe time to exhale here on the possession.
I think so.
Run a little bit of clock.
I feel good.
Boscovich, or Baker, pardon me, is fouled by Passmore out front. It'll be 8:33 on the clock, so we stay with it as Rakese Passmore picks up Kansas's third foul of the second half. And Adams in, Moore in, Harris in. As checking out will be Dickinson, Mayo, and Coit. And I'm just not sure how much more strategic substituting Bill Self needs to do tonight.
It's a pretty small lineup now for Kansas, so maybe go back to Foose again.
What a performance, and what a message sent. And what looks like a signature win for BYU. Give and go low to Baker. Baker from Foose. Left corner, Hall. Now with a 7-second shot clock. Dallin made a big three from here a moment ago. Dallin will drive it instead. Get right to the rim. Flip it a little short at the window.
He cleared him. It looked like he had a good shot there. Just didn't come off his hand right.
KU on the rebound. And Moore on the left wing. To Harris there. Under 8 on the game clock. Media timeout forthcoming on the whistle. Passmore. Pocket pass. Adams around and off. Tough luck up the rim by KU. Jayhawks shooting around 32% tonight. Hall kick ahead Baker. Baker on the wing right side. Dawson on the dribble. Terminates. Chest pass whip to Bosco. Back to DB. Return to Mihailo. Mihailo looks low to Foose. Not there. Skip pass goes left corner. Trey on the wing left to Hall.
There you go.
Wipes off the pressure and drives to the rim for the score. Dallin Hall lays it up and in, and it's BYU by 35 for the first time tonight, 76-41.
5 points, six assists for Dallin.
Bill Self in the ear of the referee, Brett Smith, but to little avail. Steal by Dallin Hall and a cross-court pass. Dallin's going to drive it, cuff it, give to Trey left corner, wide open three, strong on it. The fans ready to jump to their feet. No, they're having to sit down on that one. 76-41, 7 minutes to play. It was wide open for Trey. He now guards DeJuan Harris, who bounces on the base and nearly a turnover. Now it's a fight on the floor. Stewart comes away with it, and it'll be an arrow situation to Kansas after this break. We've hit the under 8 minute media timeout. 6:53 to play. BYU basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. The fans on their feet now to applaud a 35-point lead on the 23rd ranked team in the country. It's 76-41. Cougs over the Jayhawks on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
It's our Zions Bank shot of the game, and it gave BYU a 33-point lead that has now gone to 35. The shot came off the hands of Dallin Hall, Dallin's first and only three of this night. It put the Cougs up by a score of 74-41. The shot of the game is brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. Dallin Hall, 18 against Kansas last year in Lawrence. Only five on this night, but six assists. Dallin Hall, just one of a bunch of guys playing a really good game for BYU.
Yeah, doing everything right in this one. I mean, it couldn't be going better. Just five turnovers in this game for BYU. Shooting great numbers, rebounding the heck out of the basketball. Everything's working for BYU, and Kansas just is they're just having a hard night, and they know it, and it's going to be interesting to see how that team regroups from here, but that's for them to worry about. I like this BYU team. This has been a really memorable, special night. You finally get Kansas in this building, and then for BYU to play like they have, this is going to be a memory for Cougar fans until we die. I mean, this is an unbelievable night.
BYU will jump out of a tie with Kansas for solo fifth place in the Big 12. Tonight's game is brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. It'll be Kansas's fourth consecutive away loss. Next up for BYU, Arizona. On Saturday in Tucson, that'll be the first of two Arizona games. AUA and ASU Saturday, and then the following Wednesday.
This game reminds me of the last time BYU was at McHale Center and with Jimmer. They blew them away.
Kansas in forecourt. Kansas right to left as we see it and you hear it. DeJuan Harris. DeJuan Harris has no points in this game. Averaging 10 a game. Jump hook little for Dickinson. No, late whistle from Ray Natili. Puts Dickinson at the free throw line for two.
The Trey came to help, and it looked like he did a pretty good job. We got him on the wrist. Pretty good call.
A little three-foot turnaround jump shot from Dickinson, then the late whistle came. Kansas trying to end a scoreless drought of 4.5 minutes. Not there. All right, so everything else going BYU's way. Can the students get some free chicken on a second consecutive miss by Dickinson here? The crowd will tell you. No, those are groans and boos. 76-42, BYU by 34. Dawson Baker inbounds, and Harris knocks it out of the hands of his numerical opposite, Yegor Demin. 6:40 to go. BYU by 34. The game-high lead's been 35. In the corner, Baker. An awkward place to inbound, but he does to Boskovic at the timeline. And Mihailo will take it into forecourt. Mihailo guarded by K.J. Adams out near the half-court line. Hands off to Yegor. Yegor in the center oval with a 15-second shot clock and a 6:25 game clock. Yegor. Left corner, Dawson Baker. Stops mid-alley left. Bounces it to Foos. Bad pass, turnover. But Foos gets it back off a deflection and dunks it! Foos stayed with it! Look what I found! And he hammers it home to put BYU up 36 for the first time at 78-42. DeJuan Harris, left junction, straightaway Dickinson for three, popped out. Nothing but white shirts there for the rebound. Kick ahead by Demin to Baker. Dawson on the right wing. Dawson need, scoreless tonight.
I need him to score. I need something good to happen. It's too good a night.
Oh. No, miscommunication there. Boskovic was the target of Yegor Demin, but never made it to the pass.
I think it was there, but Boskovic wasn't on the same page as Yegor.
You know what? That's Yegor's first turnover of the night, I believe. He was clean till then. 7 and 5 points and assists for Demin. Boskovic steals the entry pass for K.J. Adams, and Bosco runs it to the rim and KJ Adams kind of tackles him. They may call that flagrant one. They're going to call that a flagrant one, and it's actually a pretty gentle flagrant one, right? Because KJ kind of caught him.
It was definitely, but KJ was, there was nothing malicious about
right,
it.
Right, right. He fouled him on a flagrant one, but he kind of guided him to the floor, kind of pulled him to the floor. It wasn't too aggressive, so BYU will get free throws and possession on a pretty simple flagrant one call here. So it's a situation for Moskovich where he'll shoot two with no one on the lane. A 79% free throw shooter. 15 for 19 on the year at the line. Mihalo doesn't shoot a ton of free throws, but he'll go to the line with a 36-point lead, 37-point lead. My goodness. Mihalo Boskovic taking just his second and third free throws in the last seven games. Mihalo for the second of two. Oh, man, good again. Wow. BYU hits the 80-point plateau.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any bounces off helmets in this game. This game is going to be won by BYU in a dramatic fashion. I keep expecting Kansas to eat into this lead, but it just keeps getting bigger.
38-point lead for the first time. 5:42 to go, or 5:37 to play, pardon me. Richie Saunders has a baseline pass kicked. It'll stay BYU basketball after the Boskovich free throw makes.
I think that lead with 5 minutes stat is going to continue.
I think it's going to hold for BYU. The Cougs are perfect this year. 17-0 when leading with 5 minutes remaining in regulation. Dallin Hall out near the top of the arc. Richie will drive base. Turned it over. Passmore races the other way. Right block, bank, and score. Rakees Passmore with his first two. 80-44. Another BYU turnover off the inbounds.
BYU only had five, and they've had three in a row basically here.
Harris, runner, window, good. DeJuan Harris's first points come with 5 minutes to play. BYU inbounds. The lead's gone down to 30. It was 38 a minute ago. It's 34 right now.
You've done some good work here. Let's keep that lead. That's an impressive stat, that score that people are going to see.
Yeah, if the committee's looking at a 30-plus point lead for BYU, that's something that really matters. Dallin Hall missing a three, but the rebound slapped out to Hall on a reset. And Kevin Young is going to run something here with 4:40 on the clock and a 10-second shot clock. Yeah, you want to finish strong. How about into a three for Dallin? My goodness. That's an NBA three, top of the key. Dallin Hall with eight, and BYU by 37, 83-46.
How about Dallin?
And how about 14 threes for BYU, the answer?
Store.
Shaquille Moore. Was that Moore for
Store,
three?
I think.
Store. A.J. Store with his first three-pointer. 83-49. Some cosmetic points will come in the closing moments here for Kansas. Yegor on the wing right side. Give and go, Dallin, kick in the corner. Three-pointer, Mihalo! Mihalo Boskovic!
You get a three, and you get a three.
Oh, they're going to call it a long two. Raina Teeley said long two on that one. So 85-49. They didn't give him three. Harris with 3:45 to go. Crosses over. Pass deflected by Yegor. Yegor on the steal. Yegor drops it off for Dallin. Dallin, little euro to the rim. Bank and score. He wants the end one. We'll call the travel instead on offensive foul.
A charge, yeah.
A charge on Dallin Hall. A turnover on BYU, taking us to the under 4 minute media timeout. So no more points on that play. It was pretty, but it goes for naught. 85-49. BYU by 36 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, back at the Marriott Center, we're with 3:39 to go. BYU's on its way to a resounding victory over the 23rd-ranked Kansas Jayhawks. It's 85-49, BYU by 36. Our power play of the game is brought to you by Hyundai. And the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. And the power play for BYU tonight was a powerful performance from the three-point line. 14 for 35, 40%. It's the seventh time this year that BYU's had 14 or more threes in a game, which is crazy. It's the third time it's happened in Big 12 play. 15 against Cincy, 14 at UCF, and 14 tonight against Kansas.
And Kansas has put in most of their bench guys. So, people may be going home. I don't think a lot of people are going home early. They want to see this. But to have the game sewn up
at this point in the game is remarkable. BYU has 85 points with 3:39 to go. The most points KU's allowed in regulation in Big 12 play, 87 by UCF. Overall, 92 by Houston in a double overtime game. Most points allowed in regulation overall this year, 89 by UNC, as A.J. Storr misses a three, rebounded by Kid Akeda. And for Akeda, 8 points and nine rebounds. BYU in forecourt, BYU left to right from our vantage point, the BYU forecourt right in front of us. Yegor topside to Richie, into a three, in and out, slap out rebound. Richie hasn't hit a three in the second half. 4-for-4 first half, 0-for-4 second half. Oh, my goodness! Kaba Kata just ran down floor on defense and lined that one up and then sent it out.
That's one of the best blocks I've ever seen here. I mean, he teed up on that one like Tiger teeing up a drive.
And then Kata slaps the inbounds into backcourt where Flory Badunga will track it down.
What a game. It just keeps getting better.
Badunga to the top of the key. Shaquille Moore, he's cut off beneath the hoop, is Passmore now, and now a steal from BYU. Dallin Hall yanks it away. Turnover number 15 for Kansas. Dallin races to the right wing. 2:40 to go. BYU 85 and Kansas 49. Richie, left wing. Elijah Crawford's in the game now for BYU. Mo Whitmag, left corner. We're going to see Max Triplett soon check in for Kevin Young's team. 2:30 to go. Elijah to the top. Pick and roll to Kaba and the hammer! Kaba Kata! 10 points, nine rebounds. Can he find one more board for a double-double? That's what I'm looking for tonight. 87-49.
I love watching Kaba. I mean, so exciting.
Three, top of the key, knocks it down. Does David Coit? He's got eight. His second three, 87-52. BYU by 35 again. If the Cougs win by more than 32, it'll be the largest margin victory against a ranked team ever. Richie Saunders splits defenders, gets to the lane. Double team there. To the cutter, Mawut Mag off of Mawut, out of bounds, they say. 1:52 to play. Triplett, Stewart, and Baker in for Saunders, Mag, and Kaba. No double-double for Kaba tonight, but not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all, and he did a heck of a job against Dickinson.
Pretty nice when you can empty your bench against the number 23 team in the country with a Jayhawk on the uniform. Floater from Moore the other way. He's got six. 87-54. BYU by 33. This ties the most points allowed by Kansas to a Big 12 opponent in regulation play this year. Crawford right wing. Max Triplett up top to Dallin Hall on the wing left side. 90 seconds to go. BYU will move to three games above 500 in the Big 12 for the first time ever. As a conference member, Dallin Hall to Crawford near the timeline. Down to four and with three. Elijah will drive it, run it to the rim, up and in! 89 ties the most allowed by Kansas in regulation this season. North Carolina had 89 in the first week of the year. Coit step back three. Man, he's feeling it now. 11 for Coit, averaging 4.4. 89-57, the Cougar lead 32, under a minute to go. Dallin Hall slowly past the timeline. This may match the 32-point win over Oregon back in 2021 for the largest margin of victory against a ranked team. Will the Cougs score any more? Trey Stewart from the right wing. High to Dallin. Dallin will drive Badunga. He'll lay it up off the window. There it is, 91. The most points allowed in regulation by any KU opponent this season. 91-57.
Dallin almost a double-double, 10-8.
Five Cougs in double figures. 27 seconds to play. 18 on the shot. A euro to the paint by Coit. Out to Passmore for three. Wide right on it off the window to Dallin Baker, and BYU can bounce it out, and that's going to do it. 91-57 will be your final score. You could say the Jayhawks are going to leave here in a fog at the Marriott Center. 91-57, BYU wins it, going away. Postgame recap coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so welcome back to the Marriott Center, where BYU defeats Kansas by a final score of 91-57. BYU now improves to 18-8 on the year, 9-6. in Big 12 play. And one of the signs of the way things were going tonight for KU was that Bill Self was out of timeouts with 14 minutes to play in this game.
Well, he did all he could, but there was no stopping the juggernaut that was BYU tonight. That was an all-time memorable evening here in Provo. I mean, all that has built up to this game and then for BYU to perform like they did, that is really something special.
All right, so BYU, with its largest ever margin of victory against a ranked team and the most points allowed in regulation by Kansas this year, 91-57. Cougs shoot 52% from the field, 39% from the arc, 75% from the free throw line. Kansas shoots 37, 28, and 40 respectively. BYU out-rebounds KU, a really good rebounding team, by 10. Keep in mind, this is a Kansas team that came into tonight fifth in defensive efficiency nationally, sixth in effective field goal percentage defense nationally, ninth in three-point percentage defense, 13th in two-point percentage. This is one of the best defensive teams in the country, and BYU undressed the Jayhawks for 91 points.
Well, people will probably now try to make excuses for this game, but Kansas is a good team. They are a top 25 team, and they've done a lot this year. They've had some impressive performances, and don't try and belittle or minimize what BYU's done here. They just played great basketball, and from the get-go were on fire and pushed it and scored it and had a nice defensive game plan, did a nice job. It was just a great basketball game for BYU.
Among the advantages BYU had tonight was in the paint, which brings us to our Jones Paint and Glass Points in the Paint feature brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. BYU was plus 10 in rebounds, plus 10 in points in the paint, 32-22 on that edge for BYU. We thank Jones Paint and Glass for being a sponsor of BYU basketball. Jones Paint and Glass serving Utah and the Intermountain West since 1938. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. 91-57, so many great numbers to talk about. BYU with five players in double figures. You're not going to lose too many games with five in double figures. BYU tonight gets 22 from Richie Saunders. Really set the tone for the Cougs tonight. 15 for Trevin Nell. He needed a big game. Mawut Mag, 13. 10s for Hall and Kata. Then you get 7s from Traore and Demon. 4 for Boscovich. 2 for Crawford. 1 for Stewart. 5 in double figures, part of a 91-point night for BYU. KU led by Hunter Dickinson's 12 with 14 rebounds, 12 and 14 for Dickinson. He's going to get his numbers, and he did. 11 for David Coit as he had a nice game averaging 4.4 coming into tonight. Then you go 9 for Griffin, 6 for Moore, 6 for Mayo, 4 for Adams, 3 for Storr, 2s for Harris, Badunga, and Passmore. Yeah, DeJuan Harris only 2 points to go with 7 assists and 4 rebounds. 91-57 is your final mark. Let's get to our Nu Skin data discovery in tonight's box score. It is brought to you by Nu Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. And everyone here looking, feeling, and living pretty darn well. What did you see in the box score?
Well, not only was BYU really good offensively, but they were really good consistently throughout the game. 46 points in the first half, 45 points in the second half. I bet there's not more than a handful of halves in this year for Kansas that a team has scored that many points. BYU did it twice tonight against a terrific defensive team in Kansas. So I love how great it was, but I love how consistently great it was.
Really, there was a scoring drought in the first half, right? Middle part of the first
four or five
half
minutes.
Where KU kind of got back in the game, but that was it for BYU. They weathered that storm and had a good lead to go into it, so they were able to survive that particular drought. Let's get to your pregame keys to the game. Key number one was out-rebound KU, a good rebounding team, and plus 10, 43-33 on the boards for BYU.
Yeah, 10-9 on the offensive boards, which was critical, and that's with a lot more missed shots from Kansas to give them opportunities. BYU was great on the boards.
You wanted to keep Hunter Dickinson under his scoring average. He came in averaging 16 a game, and he finished with only 12 tonight. So mission accomplished there as well for BYU. Cougar basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue, perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas barbecue right here in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. Wow, not a lot of meat left on this one for BYU. They got most of what they could out of tonight's game. 91-57 is BYU over Kansas. What a resounding win. You know, we mentioned the Frey signature win. And yeah, the Baylor win, that's really good. Going to West Virginia, that's really good. Any Big 12 win is good, right? But number 23 Kansas comes in. They don't just lose. They get run out of the gym by 34. This win will hold up, we think, on Selection Sunday.
I can't imagine anyone in that selection room looking at this and saying BYU does not deserve to be in the NCAA tournament. Now, you still got a couple weeks left, but barring some kind of a major meltdown from BYU, this was a win that I think got them in the tournament.
Big O Tires, Cougar Post Game Live tips off next with Ben Bagley back at BYU Radio. Then we'll come back to the Marriott Center and have much more from courtside. 91-57, BYU all over Kansas. The Jayhawks never had a lead in this game. Start to finish, BYU. The Cougs led for 39 minutes and 34 seconds of tonight's 40 minutes. Yep. And what a 40 here in Provo.
Trevin got it going with his 1,000th point, the three in the corner, and they never looked back.
They were off and running. Ben Bagley next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
And welcome into Cougar Postgame Live as BYU gets a 91-57 win over 23rd-ranked Kansas. More on this in just a moment. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification along the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Welcome into Cougar Post Game Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Speaking about a team you trust, the BYU Cougars tonight getting a 91-57 win over 23rd-ranked Kansas, and let the party begin in Provo. Check this out. Per ESPN's Jeff Borzello, BYU is the only team in the last seven seasons to lead Kansas by more than 35 points in a game, and the Cougars did it tonight. It is also the worst loss in Kansas program history as a ranked team to an unranked team. So BYU getting it done tonight. And if you're going to pick a night to get it done, tonight's the night to do it. This game, primetime, ESPN, before this 11 o'clock Sports Center. Not just that, there is no NBA going on. All basketball eyes were on this game, well, until they got bored with the blowout and changed it to something else. But you looked good at a big-time national audience. An amazing performance, BYU, over a Kansas team that is struggling, and that's not to take anything away from BYU. You shot 52% from the field, 40% from three, out-rebounded Kansas 43-33, plus dished out 24 assists. Cougars absolutely dominated a good team on an off night. BYU got it done. What a fantastic game to watch as a BYU fan, and a fantastic win for BYU, one that will shine bright when resumes are looked at as brackets are selected coming up on Selection Sunday. Let's take a look at the Big 12 scoreboard. TCU gets an upset over ninth-ranked Texas Tech in Fort Worth, 69-66. Noah Reynolds and Tarzanian White led the Horned Frogs with 16 each in the win. Eighth-ranked Iowa State gets five different players scoring in double figures tonight as they get a 79-65 win over Colorado in Ames. One other Big 12 game still in action right now. With 2:12 left in the second half and in the game, fifth-ranked Houston's up 76-62 at Arizona State. Top 25 scoreboard. Not a lot of college, not a lot of basketball action tonight, but there are a few scores to make you aware of in the top 25. Some finals here. 14th-ranked Michigan State gets the home 75-66 win over 13th-ranked Purdue in the Big Ten. 21st-ranked Mississippi State gets upsets 7th-ranked Texas A&M 70-54 in Starkville. Number 2, Florida, whoops, OU, 85-63. 11th-ranked Wisconsin is 5 short of 100, beating Illinois 95-74. Also, 16th-ranked Marquette gets an 80-56 win over Seton Hall. And that's pretty much a wrap on the top 25 scoreboard. Fans, remember when the Cougars win
you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the promo code BYU50 on the app or at papajohns.com tomorrow and receive 50% off pizza. This offer is good at any Utah location tomorrow only. After the break, we will send you back to the Utah Ice Center courtside seats at the Marriott Center for more Cougar Post Game Live with Greg Rebel and Mark Durant. BYU gets the big win tonight over Kansas, 91-57. Cougar Nation, celebrate. And do it right here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Rubel with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Marriott Center. It is BYU 91, Kansas 57. Let's get you our postgame honorees before we get to our postgame interviewee. We'll start with our Waystar Star of the Game, presented by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. Richie Saunders got BYU off to a great start, ends up scoring a game-high 22 on 9 of 13 from the field, 4 of 8 from 3. He has a couple of rebounds, 3 assists, and 30 minutes of play. And Richie on this night was a team high, plus 33 in the plus-minus rankings. And we're going to give our courtside guest tonight the Palmer's Metal March Steel Man of the Game Award.
Absolutely.
Mawut Magh, 13 points, 5 for 6 from the field, 3 for 4 from 3. He adds a couple of rebounds and a steal in 19 minutes. He was plus 30 in 19 minutes and part of that great start for BYU. He was a steely tough, and he's the Steel Man of the Game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years, proud sponsor of BYU basketball. Mawut Magh joining us courtside here at the Marriott Center. Mawut, congratulations to you and the boys on a huge win.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it. Thank you. First and foremost, thank you all for having me, and it was a big team win today, and I'm just glad we, you know, got the W. And, you know, I felt like it was just a team effort. I feel like everybody contributed in tremendous ways, even though some guys, like, they didn't show in the stat sheet, but I feel like everybody contributed, and the coaches did a good job of helping us prepare for the game.
No one predicts 34-point wins against nationally ranked teams, but I think you as a team felt, you guys felt, coaches, players, that if you execute your game plan,
yep,
you could really put this kind of pressure on Kansas.
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah. I feel like it was, you know, as I said, it was a team effort, and I feel like the way we we're connected from the get-go, and even halftime, we're up. But even coach told us, don't be too satisfied, don't be too high, don't be too low. And, like, you know, as Kansas State, you know, we were up a little bit, and they came back in the second half, and we didn't want that to be a repetition. So I felt like it was a great time and a great job by everybody, and we're all locked in. So.
Yeah, you sure were great tonight, Mawut. And this is a good Kansas team, and they'd lost at Utah, so you knew that they were hungry coming in here. What was kind of the general game plan against Kansas? What were some of the strengths you saw from them and weaknesses that you could exploit?
You know, they have, you know, a tremendous player, Hunter Dickerson, you know, a 1,000-point scorer plus, and I felt like they had they're a really good team that drove the ball a lot, and the team, the main emphasis was to make them shoot threes. They weren't really, they had some shooters, but that wasn't really their game plan. Their game was really around the rim with Hunter Dickerson and number 24. But I feel like we did a good job of just, you know, trusting the chef and our rotations. And I feel like the coaches did a great job of just, you know, presenting a game plan, and we executed it well.
That's three straight wins again for you in the Big 12. You're on another winning streak. But
yes,
I think you all know how big this win is. When it comes to the postseason and signature wins and all those kind of things, beating Kansas, beating them the way you did, it sends a message, doesn't it?
No, definitely. And, you know, as I said, it was a statement too. And also just, I feel like the coach even said it from the beginning of the year, like, we have everything we need in his room or in his team and coaching staff to be a great player, to be a great team. And I feel like we just did a good job of just trusting that and also just trusting it, just trusting and playing with confidence too. We have shooting, we have defense, we have everything we needed. So I feel like, I haven't told the guys too, is about how you finish. You know, in the beginning we weren't really that good in conference play, but now we're trending. So I feel like we just got to keep stacking days and not, don't be too satisfied.
All right, we are joined by Mawut Magh. A very satisfying win for BYU tonight, 91-57 over Kansas. More with Mawut coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Rubel with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Greg and Mark with you courtside, 91-57, BYU over KU, 34-point win, a BYU record set for largest margin of victory against a ranked team, previously 32 against Oregon, a game we called a few years ago early in the season. This comes late in the year, means a lot more. Anyway, Mowat Mag is with us. Mowat played at Rutgers, and so for his final year of basketball, he transfers into BYU. And Mowat, you have played in some pretty good buildings already this year here in the Marriott Center. Good crowds.
Yes, sir.
Tonight is officially a sellout, I think, by the final number. And as good a crowd as 17,978, officially a sellout.
Yeah.
Great environment. Just maybe speak to how you took it all in tonight in a sold-out Marriott Center on this kind of night.
It was just, you know, I felt like it was a team effort. And I felt like it was just, as Coach said, just trusting the work we did every day. I feel like everybody, 1 through 15 or 16 or 17, how many players we got, I feel like we always work hard. We come in every day. We're locked in. And everybody's just taking care of their business. And also just doing what they got to do. As Coach says, do your job. Do whatever you got to do every day. Just keep stacking days. Don't be too satisfied. I feel like we just did a good job of that. And I just had to just trust the work I put in every day. And I feel like that's proved. So,
What about the crowd and the impact of the crowd, the environment, the energy, that kind of thing?
The energy was – the atmosphere was crazy. You know, I feel like the fans were in the games. You know, Hunter Dixon was shooting a free – he missed his first free throw, and then everybody started going crazy. So I felt like it just gave us energy and juice and momentum too. I feel like once the crowd got going, we were up. I feel like it gave – everybody on the team confidence to be themselves and play with swagger, as Coach says. So I feel like it was really good.
Well, Mowat, I'm a defensive guy, so I love watching you play defense.
Yes,
and you always, you know, get a tough draw and you do a great job. But, man, your offensive game has been so really good. You hit the threes,
yes, sir,
and you're able to take it to the rim. You're a great finisher.
Mm-hmm.
You seem like you're playing with a lot of confidence right now on both ends of the floor.
No, I definitely am, and I feel like just credit to my teammates. You know, they're putting me into the right spots and getting me going to where I like to go, and I feel like, you know, I'm a great finisher, and, you know, it's a great testament. You know, I shot 22% last year, and now I think I'm up at the 35% for three. So it's all about confidence. You know, they say it's like 90% is really literally 90% mental. So if you go out there and you don't believe you can do something, who's going to believe it? So I feel like you got to have the utmost confidence to do what you got to do and be successful in whatever you do. It can be sports, work. Doing a test is just like literally the same thing. So, yeah.
You and Richie and Trevin combined to go 10 of 13 from three in the first half alone.
Man.
How big were those threes to setting the tone and getting the job done tonight against Kansas?
They're really big, you know, really big. And I feel like, you know, we're a great shooting team, but I feel like it's just a great testament to see the ball go in. And once the ball go in, it gave everybody just great energy to, like, just have boost. And I feel like I gave energy to the guys on the bench and everything. So, and it was great for me to see the ball go in, too. I was very hesitant, but, like, you know, it was good just to see the ball go in. And, you know, it just literally, like, we shoot hundreds of shots every night, every day. So we're just doing it one more time. And I felt like great. The crowd gave us, you know, energy and confidence to shoot that. So,
well, it was Kansas's first ever game in the Marriott Center. Only BYU's second ever time playing Kansas since joining the Big 12, and suddenly BYU's 2-0 against the Jayhawks since joining this league.
Yes, sir, yeah.
What a win. And now, I know you're thinking about winning out, obviously, but now comes a tough road trip off to Arizona on the weekend.
Yeah, so, yeah, just as Coach said, you got to keep stacking days. Arizona's a good team. They came up here. We played them. And, you know, I felt like it was a very tight game. It came up to the second half, last 5 minutes, so I felt like it was going to be a tremendous atmosphere. They're a ranked team. They're playing well in the second half. They didn't stop playing good in the first half. But it's going to be a dogfight, and I'm up for it. And we'll have Arizona State after that, so I feel like the coach is going to have us prepared and ready to go. So,
all right. Mowat Mag, 13 points, one of five Cougs in double figures tonight. Mowat, thanks for joining us on Cougar Post Game Live, and we will see you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mowat Mag. We'll hear from the coaches coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, Kevin Young is coming up. Let's first hear from Kansas head coach Bill Self. BYU defeats Bill Self's Jayhawks 91-57 tonight here at the Marriott Center.
Well, I thought we were awful, and I thought they were great. I think BYU could have beat anybody tonight. They were great. And then we didn't do anything to make them play less than great. We shot our offense stunk, but that wasn't it. It wasn't our offense. It was we couldn't stop them or get any momentum to stop them. I think we had one time in the first half where we cut the lead to 8, and we had 7 or 8 stops in a row, which is the only time that we actually had any success defensively the whole night. So I wouldn't say. Now, granted, their defense, they dared us to shoot, and we didn't make shots, and a lot of things. Their defense was very good. It was connected. It was sound. But it was a lot more than that contributed to the outcome of the game.
Second straight game that you guys trailed for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Second straight game where you got off to a slow start.
It's not really the second. It's been probably 4 of the last 5, something like that, that we've gotten off to a slow start. So we tried a different starting lineup tonight, and it wasn't who started. It was just a collection of a lot of things that led to them being good. Now, granted, it was 8-0, if I'm not mistaken, and we actually took more open shots than they took. They made theirs, and we missed our open shots. And that's life. That's basketball sometimes. But that probably had as much to do. You know, we had Juan had a naked 3. Zeke had 2, and Nell, he made a 3 in the corner the second that sucker hit his hand in transition. And then I don't know who else made the other one. But yeah, it wasn't as much early on crap offense. It was that we didn't make our shots. And they made their shots even when we actually did an average job defensively. And I think that contributed to the bad start as much as anything.
What can you attribute the amount of open looks they were able to get from 3, especially late in the first half?
A lot of it was probably some mistakes. You know, when you're switching 5, you don't have to help. And we helped. When we're switching 5, I mean, I'm like, well, whatever. I will say this though, they made some open shots, but I won't look forward to watching the tape. But when I do watch the tape, I'll bet you some of those shots that they made were probably not the highest percentage shots that they could get. They just made them. Now when you leave obviously Nell or Saunders open, you can bank on them making 1 or 2. But you know, they even shot it better than that tonight.
Coach, it was a sellout tonight. Where does the Mary Center rank in difficult place to play in conference?
Well, we were so poor, I don't think we felt the full energy of a building that it would have been a tight game. But I love this place. I mean, it's great. It's great. It's classy. It's clean. There's a lot of good things about it. The fans are actually as close to you, in my opinion, of any place that we play in our league. You know, you look at the end zone, what is it, 12 feet? The sidelines is 2.5 feet or whatever. I mean, it's good. It's a good place. They've done a remarkable job with this place. They got really good players playing on it. So tonight, though, that's the best anybody's played against us this year, though.
What was your hope with the starting lineup that you chose?
Just to try something different.
And
yeah.
I mean, you mentioned before the game,
yeah, I'm talked out.
When you're at that point, I mean, how tough is it to continue having to talk to your team?
Well, the thing about it, we need to regroup, you know, get away from each other for a day and go home and hopefully be able to, you know, a lot of times with teams, there needs to be something happen to pull everybody together that is us against the outside. And, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to do that for sure. So a lot of teams go through it. We just haven't been through it much at all in a long time. But certainly we're going to go through it this time. So all we have of each other, and we're going to have to be strong for each other and be good teammates and good leaders and understand that, you know, it's if we need to look in the mirror, all of us, and what can we do to change the momentum, and then whatever we commit to doing, then do it. And tonight we were 1 foot in, 1 foot out. In how we guarded and a lot of other things, right from the jump. I mean, it was crystal clear how we wanted to try to guard them, and right from the jump, we doubted it and end up hurting ourselves right there early.
Coach,
Anything else for Coach?
All right, guys.
All right, Bill Self, a lot there. Starting off by saying how awful Kansas was, immediately followed by how great BYU was, how great this building is, his love for the Marriott Center and his crowd, and saying it's the best anyone's played against BYU or against Kansas this year. Brian Haney, Kansas's radio play-by-play announcer, came over, and as he made his way out of the building, just said, by the way, those 34 points, that margin is the largest, ties for the largest margin of defeat in Kansas's Bill Self era. 22 years of basketball for him and Lawrence, and this ties the largest margin of defeat at 34 points, 91-57.
I'm still kind of in awe of what happened tonight. I mean, it was such an amazing performance on the court. And then talking about this, it's really a magical place. I mean, the game was great. I sit here and watch halftime. You had the cheerleading squad, the Cougarettes, the dunk team, Cosmo doing this big show in front of 18,000 people. There's so many talented young people here, and it's the best. It's got to be the best halftime show in college basketball this year. And I just bring that up because, and we talked to some visitors here, and they said, "What a great environment, a clean environment, and people having fun, and a family environment." And it's just so, there's so many talented people here. It's just a magical place. And then to have the basketball game side of it happen like it did, this is a night that I'll never forget.
It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Post Game Coaches Show, brought to you by the BYU Creamery. Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu. Serving sweet memories for 75 years. BYU head coach Kevin Young is just about to put on the headset. His team improves to 18-8 tonight, 9-6. In the Big 12, and three games above 500. That's the first time since BYU joined the league that the Cougs have been three games above 500 in Big 12 play. A lot of superlatives to talk about with Coach Young as he pops on the headset here at the Marriott Center. Sellout crowd, 17,978, and what a show the Cougs put on. Coach Young, congratulations to you and the guys. You might think you can play a little better, but that's about as good as it gets.
It was a fun night, you know, good night to be a Cougar for sure. Just, you know, I think just a byproduct of, one, just game plan discipline on both ends, and probably more than anything, just internal belief in what we're doing. You know, that's, you got a locker room that believes in each other and plays the right way. And, excuse me, on a night like that where, you know, we're shooting it like that and not turning the ball over, we're going to be hard to beat.
Did you have to change your quarter zip from the one you were wearing in the game?
I did. I'm still soaked right now. It's a little chilly, but I love it.
I thought that might be the case. That had to be a fun celebration.
Yeah, it was great, man. Just it was fun all around. You know, got to celebrate Trev for getting over 1,000 points. But at the same time, you know, and I've told our guys this all along, we're a good basketball team. And, you know, I think our guys kind of believed it at some point in the year. But I've just constantly told them, like, we're a really good team. We can beat any team in the country. And I think our guys are really starting to believe that, and just continuing to, you know, buy into, you know, what we're doing.
Before you put on the headset, we heard from Bill Self in his postgame comments, and the quote I tweeted where posted was, he said, "That's the best anybody has played against us this year. 91 points is the most they've allowed in regulation this year. 34 points is the greatest margin of defeat, ties for the largest margin in the Bill Self era, which is now 22 years. This is a great defensive team that you scored 91 against tonight. What went into that kind of performance?
I mean, I think the first half probably a microcosm. I mean, we had 15 makes and 15 assists.
That's, you know, amazing.
It's incredible.
It was.
And so, you know, just the way that we want to play, you know, we're built a little different than a lot of the teams in our league in terms of playing, you know, a little bit more spacing and shooting as opposed to some of the bruising four men. And so I thought it was super interesting that they doubled down and went extra big with, you know, Badunga, which it threw me off a little bit right before the game when we learned that. But, you know, we leaned into it. Trev came out of the gate and made a lot of threes and kind of made them, you know, sort of pay for doing that. And we, you know, look, that's a team that gives up a lot of threes in general. Like, they're going to protect the paint at all costs. And, you know, I think our guys are smart. And so against Kansas State, they try to take away the three-point line. We had, you know, a million points in the paint. These guys were clearly trying to take away the paint. We end up going 14-36 from three. So, you know, I think we can win different ways in terms of, you know, how we score the ball. And tonight our guys, the unselfishness was just remarkable.
Yeah, Coach, you had five guys that were in double figures, had two more that with 7 points. So there's kind of a wealth of riches to talk about performances. But you mentioned Trevin a couple times. He gets 1,000 points on his first shot. Look at this line from Trevin, 15 points, 5 for 11, 4 for 7 from 3, 1 or 2 free throws, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, no turnovers. I mean, that's the kind of performance you want from your senior guys in big games like this, and he stepped up and was great.
Yeah, he was awesome. You know, just, you know, he gets a lot of attention because of the shooting, but, you know, he's driving closeouts just as good as anybody, drawing fouls, getting to the rim. You know, he's really bought into, you know, the rebounding on both ends that we've asked him to do. And, you know, tonight he was able to put a nice game together.
Richie didn't miss a three in the first half. He was instrumental along with Trev. And what really, though, those three kind of made sure that your start was as good as it could be.
Yeah, I mean, those guys really, really got us going early and, you know, really didn't look back from there. We had a little low when we subbed, but, you know, all in all, it was a real complete effort by everybody.
You mentioned the 14 for 36 from three, and yet when you went inside, super efficient, 14 for 17 on your layups and dunks tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, it's a byproduct of, I thought in the second half they started to guard the three-point line a little bit more. And how many threes did we shoot in the first half? Was it 20 or 24?
You were 10 for 23 at the break,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
10 for 24. 10 for
yeah,
24.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you shoot 24 threes and a half, and you make 10 of them. I mean, that's going to put a little bit of pause in the other team. And so I thought they started to guard the three-point line a little bit more and tried to switch, and that opened up some of the rolls. It opened up some of the drives. And, you know, it's hard to take away both.
It's not often you play against arguably the best big man in college game in Dickinson, and he got his points, and it was a great rebounder, obviously, but I thought they did a heck of a job. Kaba, and then Foose came in, got a couple turnovers right away off of him. And what do you change anything when there's such a dominant big guy coming in your defensive scheme, or you just say, Kaba, Foose, do your thing against it?
No, I wouldn't say change, but we just, you know, we have a package that we go to with our coverages in the post. And, you know, he's interesting because he's so big and he's got such good touch, and Bill does such a good job of trying to get him angles. Like, he's really, the way they use him anyway, he's not so much a back to the basket scorer as he is just a get an angle, catch, gather, and finish. You know, and Bill's like the master at taking advantage of the way teams guard him. So we were trying to push his catches out the best we could. You know, we had some different schemes based on once he did get the ball that for the most part we executed. He got loose on the one on that end where we didn't come on the baseline side. But, you know, he's a great player, and really credit to Kaba and Foose. I thought their physicality in the first half really set the tone in terms of how we were going to guard him.
He is head coach Kevin Young. We'll take a break and have some closing comments with the coach on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU 91, Kansas 57. Largest margin of victory ever for a BYU team against a ranked team. The Jayhawks came in 23rd. More with the coach next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so welcome back to the Marriott Center, where BYU defeats Kansas by a final score of 91-57. Time for the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. It's brought to you by Ryan Valuation, BYU's accounting program, nationally ranked, so it's no surprise one of the nation's top business valuation firms is run by diehard BYU fans. Need a valuation for your business? Go to RyanValuation.com. There's different kinds of turnovers. You know, the turnovers where you make a mistake, it's a loose ball turnover, it's a ball off a leg out of bounds, and then it's an inbound, and then there are plays where someone takes it from you. And tonight, of Kansas's 15 turnovers, 14 were from BYU steals, Coach Young.
Yeah, just our activity, you know, defensively was and it wasn't – it was, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys had a steal. That's crazy.
It's
I don't know if I've ever seen that. So, you know, just I think it speaks to our, you know, just locked in. We were locked in defensively, and we made everything they got super hard.
Coach, I know as you're preparing for this, you know, you're focused, and it's – you're going X's and O's in game planning, and now the game is over. I got to know just personally, you know, this is your first year as a college coach, and you just beat Kansas by 34. I mean, how cool is that? You ever just this is cool, man. I just that just happened.
Yeah, not it is cool. You know, it's a good night, you know, for BYU. You know, I personally had a lot of family here. My high school coach, shout out to Roger and Robin Quam and Stan Helm, Robin's brother. They were here. Coach Quam is one of my, outside of my dad, he's probably been the most influential person in my life. So to do it, you know, with some really special people in the crowd for me was awesome. But
your dad was here too, right?
Pops was here too. Yep. Mom and dad, the whole, you know, we got a lot of people. My wife's whole family's in town pretty much. So that part was cool. But just, yeah, just in terms of, you know, games on ESPN, you know, there's, you know, NBA's not on, you know, hopefully a lot of eyes were on it. But for me, I'm just proud of our guys, you know, in terms of understanding what they're capable of, you know. And I don't want to downplay the win in any stretch, but, like, you know, we're, my whole mindset when I decided to take this job was really to try to elevate, you know, where BYU can go and what's possible. And you know, tonight was definitely a good step to keep pushing that needle.
There have been a bunch of great crowds this year, and BYU leads the Big 12 and is top 10 nationally in attendance, but officially the first sellout of the season at 17,978. Coach Self was kind of interesting because he goes, you know what, I don't think he felt the full force of the crowd that he might have felt, he said, in a closer game. But as it was, he said, what a great place. He couldn't say enough about the crowd, the building, the players you put on the floor to get this crowd involved. But 17,978, beating a ranked team here. It's another one of those special Marriott Center nights you've had.
Yeah, I mean, this place is amazing. But Bill's a class act, man. He's been one of the coaches that's really been super cool to me since I've taken a job. I've appreciated just his interactions with me, and you know, for a legendary Hall of Fame guy like that to kind of just sort of unofficially just, you know, through his class welcome me into to this thing, I appreciate that. And you know, that I believe that was I think he coached the game here way back in there or something, but
yeah, it's also back in 1998.
But having not been here for years, to be able to experience it, you know, firsthand, it's a daunting place to play. I mean, honestly every game before the tip, I look up there and just see the students going all the way to the top, and I'm just like, man, that's incredible.
Our first year calling games together, 1997-98, we called Bill Self games three times that year. We went to Tulsa, BYU won. Tulsa came here, Bill Self won, and then played him in Vegas. Just getting to Vegas was a victory for BYU that year, because not every team made the tournament. Mm-hmm. 14 of 16, I think, made it to Vegas, and BYU got there with miracles on the final weekend, and his Tulsa team knocked BYU out that year. So we saw him then. Now we full circle. We see him 22 years later with a juggernaut powerhouse at KU, where games like this just don't happen too often to that program. So, you know, full marks for this win, signature win, I think we could say.
Yeah, good night all around, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, get on the road and go pick up some more big wins.
Yeah, it is time to get on the road. Arizona swing coming up at UA on Saturday, and then Arizona State the following Wednesday. And just looking ahead a bit, you'll make it one long trip, right?
We will, yep. It'll you know, I think sometimes during the course of the year it's nice to get out on the road, you know, with your team, especially late in the year. You know, the weather will be a nice little break too. So
yeah, 80 degrees won't hurt.
Hopefully our guys can have a good time and just continue to grow their bond as we inch towards the you know, the postseason.
Okay, you saw a look around the Big 12 tonight, Coach. You saw that Texas Tech loses a game in Fort Worth. Probably not a lot of folks had them losing, but that's life in the Big 12. And you find yourself now in solo fifth place. First time since BYU joined the league that BYU's been three games above 500. It's great where you are. You want as many wins as you can pile up, of course, but you're in a pretty good spot heading down the stretch here.
Yeah, this was a big game for that, and we just gotta, you know, we wanna get greedy. You know, we wanna get greedy and keep trying to get wins. You know, obviously Arizona's a really good team. I think we won. We have more confidence too. I think we're more physical than we were when we played them, you know, a couple weeks ago, so that'll be a good test for us.
You guys use the word stacking a lot, don't you?
We do.
You've stacked three wins together, and you're looking for more.
We are, you know, and it's just the product of, you know, the wins don't just stack themselves. Like, every day is a stack, and we just keep stacking up good days, and you know, our group's really bought into that mindset.
Okay, we got your coaches show coming up in Studio C in two nights, So we will see you then. We'll let folks know tomorrow who the guest is going to be. And then we'll do that on Thursday and get ready for a trip to Arizona on the weekend. Coach, congratulations again on tonight's victory. Such a fun night, and we've been so blessed to have a lot of fun nights in this building. And you, in a very short time, have already had some memorable moments here at the Marriott Center.
I appreciate you guys. Appreciate all you guys do, man. I enjoy wrapping these games up with you guys after them, so thank you.
Well, thanks. We're glad you take the time. All right, thank you so much. That's Kevin Young. And that will do it for BYU basketball on this Tuesday night. Final score is 91-57, BYU over KU. The Cougs go to 18-8 on the year, 9-6 in the Big 12, solo fifth. Kansas, picked first in the Big 12 preseason, stands sixth, and BYU picked ninth, stands fifth. And there's still a lot of basketball left to play, but for tonight, and I think for weeks to come, this win will carry a lot of weight.
Well, first of all, I think the conference need to reassess their picks early in the year with BYU, because they're overperforming in a lot of different sports. But that's just, again, I don't want to belabor the point, but how special it was last year, Greg, to go to Lawrence and get that win the way they did. I mean, that was pure magic. And then now for this to happen this year in front of BYU fans, that you go through a lot to be a BYU fan sometimes, and this is a rewarding night. And I like this team. I like the way that so many guys are playing really well right now, and I like where they're at right now at this point in the season. They seem to be building and getting better, so I'm excited to see what lies in store for this team.
Yeah, you don't take lightly being 2-0 against Kansas in Big 12 play, but BYU is 2-0 against the Jayhawks.
Yeah, I'm guessing that no one else is undefeated against Kansas in conference play, but we'll enjoy it while we can. I mean, this Kansas team, as tough as they had it tonight, is still a good basketball team, and maybe BYU faces them again before it's all over.
What does Kansas have coming up? Home to Oklahoma State, and that'll be on the 22nd. So what's that? That's Saturday, right? Yeah, Saturday. And then at Colorado. So they could get right in these next two games, Oklahoma State and Colorado. Then home with Texas Tech, at Houston, home to Arizona. Wow, what a finish.
That's a tough finish.
Those are the March games for Kansas. Texas Tech, Houston, and Arizona, with UH being on the road.
It'll be interesting to see as BYU battles these teams for fifth, maybe fourth. Texas Tech loses today. Maybe they can sneak into fourth. It'll be fun to see this go down the stretch.
Yeah, the Cougs are two games out of fourth place right now. And the top four get the double bye. That's huge, right? You get a single bye, you finish top eight. You get a double bye if you finish top four. What does Texas Tech have left? They've got West Virginia at home, Houston at home, at KU, home to Colorado, at Arizona State. So I see three and maybe four wins in
there.
Pretty favorable. So, yeah, they probably have the inside track to being a top four team in the league, but you just don't know. BYU's certainly in a good spot for a single bye, and that double bye is a possibility, just two games out of fourth place. But, yeah, being in fifth place in a 16-team Big 12 is quite something. And KU's got to go back to the drawing board. They took a hit in the Beehive State. They got swept by the two Utah teams, and they have to rebound in a closing stretch that's not going to be easy. So where will the Jayhawks end up? Interesting question. Baylor and TCU now tied with KU at 8-7. The Horned Frogs.
Yeah,
a game above 500.
We thought that was kind of a bad loss, but maybe not so bad after all.
No,
for BYU.
That's not at all. So TCU comes up in a big way and beats one of the top teams in the Big 12. So surprises galore. TCU was 76th in net coming into the night, and they go defeat a top 10 Texas Tech team in net. Isn't that interesting? So BYU's loss at TCU, as Mark says, doesn't look quite so bad. You know what? That may be a quad one loss in the morning. I think it will be. It's a quad two loss tonight. It's going to be a quad one loss tomorrow. TCU is going to jump up into that quad with that win they got this evening. So always fun to check the rankings and see what's going on. People are bouncing around as we head down the stretch. And, Mark, as long as we've done this job, now in our 28th season, and it is kind of funny, we got Bill Self in his last year in Tulsa, and now his 22nd year in Kansas. It's been that long. The great thing about college basketball in general and BYU basketball is that about this time of year, it's different from football, different from the other sports, there's a rhythm and a pace to the season where you're building toward that Selection Sunday and you're checking resume and day by day thing, and you know you're either on the bubble, you're playing yourself off it, and it's such a dramatic thing every year. And we've been fortunate enough to see BYU in the mix for this thing more often than not, I think, and or as often as they are as not. And it's just so fun to have BYU be in the discussion and in a pretty good spot here with five league games left to play.
I think that they need to treat the rest of this season like they did the second half tonight and just keep going, get better, attack, and not hope you're in, but make sure you're in. And this was huge tonight. I can't imagine unless BYU takes a reverse direction that they're not going to make the tournament at this point. But that doesn't even matter. It's you want to get better, and when you if you do make the tournament, you can win games. You want to be at the best at the end of the year, and sometimes BYU has not been there. They've kind of faltered towards the finish, and maybe Kevin Young has a good formula for this team that they seem to be getting better when it really counts.
And a shout out to Cougar Nation. We should note that Bill Self noted just how good BYU, how well BYU played tonight. But I thought it was really interesting what Bill Self said about the Marriott Center and its crowd. And he's been in every practically big venue in the game, right? And has seen everything over his basketball career. He's coached over 1,000 college games. And to say what he said, I think you know, BYU should take a lot of appreciation for you know those remarks about the building, about the kind of crowd and the kind of environment you can have in the Marriott Center with 18,000 people.
Listen, no one's a bigger BYU homer than me, but I just love it. I mean, I love every part of it. And I actually feel bad for people that aren't BYU fans because they don't get to experience. This is what it's all about. This is college basketball. Good people working hard. So many talented people making it happen. And yeah, I mean, I got the blue goggles on, but I can't imagine any better place in the country to be than here in the Marriott Center tonight.
Well, you're going to put the blue sunglasses on the weekend because we're heading to Arizona for a few days.
I got Stratton and Mayor coming with me. We're going to play some golf. There's an empty spot in our foursome for you, Greg.
I would wreck your day.
In a bad way.
Yeah. Okay, let's wrap it up and thank the crew back at BYU Radio who got us and kept us on the air tonight. Yes, we are off to Arizona. We're going to be on the road a little while. Arizona on Saturday, Arizona State next Wednesday, and we are sticking around down there the entire duration. All right, the crew back at BYU Radio. Our studio host, Ben Bagley. Coordinating producer, Terry South. Control board operators and editors, Seth Larson, Ethan Arkell, and James Finlayson. BYU Radio Engineering, coordinated by Barry Squires. Our appreciation goes out to Tyson Jex, BYU Basketball Communications Director, for his ever vigilant help. You heard from Kevin Young, BYU head coach, pregame and postgame. Mawut Mag was our postgame player guest. You heard from Kansas radio play-by-play broadcaster Brian Haney in the pregame. And thanks to Brian for his time. Always great chatting with Mr. Haney. Our thanks to Kirsten Meredith, who got the postgame comments of Kansas head coach Bill Self on the air for us. Thank Kirsten. Kirsten is working with Tyson in the BYU Athletic Communications Department. Thank you, Kirsten Meredith. Always great to have her helping us out and getting those opposing coach comments on the air. And that just leaves the guys on the headset. So for my partner, Mr. Mark Durant, my name is Greg Rubel. Thanking you for tuning in. Our final score tonight is BYU 91 and number 23 Kansas 57. Back with you two nights from tonight from Studio C at BYU TV for BYU Basketball with Kevin Young, our weekly TV coaches show. You can check my X feed for the link to get free seats for the show. We'll see you in Studio C on Thursday, then back with more BYU basketball Saturday night from Tucson, BYU in Arizona, 7 p.m. Mountain Time pregame, 8 o'clock tip. That'll do it. I am Greg Rubel saying in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Provo, Utah.
Hi, BYU fans. We're Breeze Airways, the official hometown airline of BYU Athletics, your newest and nicest airline, now offering flights from Provo Airport to San Francisco, San Bernardino, Orange County, Phoenix, or Hartford, in partnership with the San Bernardino International Airport. Breeze can save you some serious time and money, so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and we never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? The Breeze app or flybreeze.com have all the options to book a trip. Breeze Airways, seriously nice.
Like the BYU Cougars, Zions Bank has a long, storied history and a loyal fan base. But we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors. With more than 120 branches to serve you throughout Utah and Idaho, coupled with the convenience of mobile banking in the palm of your hand, we're here for you, wherever you are. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways. Zions Bank is for you.
When was the last time you had your teeth cleaned? Heart disease, Alzheimer's, stroke, dementia, and other inflammatory health conditions have been linked to periodontitis, a severe stage of gum disease. To help fight against gum disease and inflammatory health conditions, have your teeth cleaned regularly by a dentist or hygienist. To review the science behind these findings, go to visityourdentist.org. This message is brought to you by the eAssist Dental Health Education Foundation, reminding you that dental cleanings are essential for your health.
You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Discover the difference with BYU Radio. We're not just another station. We're a community of curious minds seeking more than just news and music. With BYU Radio, you'll dive deep into conversations that challenge, uplift, and inspire. You might laugh, you might cry, you might wonder why, but one thing you won't do is change the channel. All day, all night, anytime, anywhere, when you're searching for something different, remember BYU Radio. Download the app or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Borkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the sold-out Marriott Center on the BYU campus here in Provo, Utah. Tonight, the BYU Cougars host the nationally ranked Kansas Jayhawks. Right corner to DeJuan Harris. He'll step back, pull and fire, miss from three. Kay Vakata grabs the first rebound of the game and clears to Yegor Demet. The kick ahead to Richie. Corner three, Trevin Nell. Yes! Welcome to the 1,000-point club, Trevin Nell. That's 1,002 with three-pointer number one of this night. Off the iron, tipped by Dickinson, no good. Long rebound, chased down by Yegor Demet. Yegor to forecourt. Yegor stops, hands to Mawut Mag. He'll drive to the rim, lay it up and in. The assist to Yegor Demet, and BYU takes the 5-0 lead. Back rim, rebound Kata. Chases it down for the reset. Richie will try it from three and score it! And the Cougs take an 8-0 lead. And Bill Self calls an early timeout. Less than 2 minutes in. Just the start you wanted. Three the other way. Trevin Nell knocks down his second triple from the left corner. And the Cougs back up six. A third three-pointer. Trevin's got two. Nell is 2 for 4 from deep. Inside the three-point line. Gives it up to Harris. He bobbled it. Lost it to Nell. Nell to Demet.
Mawut.
BYU to forecourt ahead to Mawut. Mawut reverse lay-in. Score! The assist to Yegor Demet. The fast break bucket. And the Cougs lead by 8 again. 13-5. Outside the left elbow. Straight away to Nell. Nell terminates. Jumps it low to Kava. Tough pass to handle, but he does handle it. And squeezes it up over the rim and in. BYU 15. Kansas 7. Cougs up 8. Kava Kata has his first two. Kevin Young calls to play with 14:45 to play here in half number one. Yegor sees a soft double. Nell will lob it up, and Kata with the alley-oop finish.
Yeah. Dickinson was out almost near half court on the double. No one was back to guard Kata.
Foose, top of the arc, hands off to Mag. Mag is open for three. Foot on the line, left wing to Dallin. Dallin will drive it on. KJ Adams pull it out. Cougs get late in the clock for the first time. 8 and 7 on the shot. Dallin, no look, whip to Mawut for three. There it is!
See, I told you.
22-7. Another Bill Self timeout. Not even 7 minutes in. 22-7, BYU by 15. 4-for-8 from deep. That's why you want to know what's shooting the three. Offensive rebound, Fusa again. Reset Richie for three. That's good!
Wow.
Richie Saunders' second three-pointer. And BYU's back up 15 again, 25-10. BYU 5-for-11 from deep. 5-0 on the offensive board. Score blocked by Kata. And collected on the baseline by Mag. BYU will clear. Great sequence. Mowat Mag will spin to the right block. Pass on the wing to Dallin Hall. Nearly knocked out of his hands. The Cougs need a field goal on this possession. Mowat for three. That'll do. That will do. Mowat Mag with his second Mountain America three-pointer. He's got 10 to lead all scorers. BYU by a dozen, 29-17. Richie on the bump. He'll pull. He'll fire. He'll score for three. Richie Saunders, 3-for-3 from three. And the Cougs restore their game-high 15-point lead, 32-17. Richie Saunders, push from the elbow. Good. Wow, what an answer from Richie. That's a tough shot. That little floater from Saunders makes it 35-19, BYU by 16 yet again. Saunders 11 to lead all scores. Hall, right wing Richie. That's all the way Richie. It goes. That's the way it goes. Richie Saunders says, I got you. 4-for-4 from three. Richie Saunders 14, BYU by 16, 38-22.
It's all Richie all the time.
Left wing Trevin open for three. Another one. Another one. Trevin Nell, 3-for-5 from deep. He's a third Coug in double figures here in the first half, and it's BYU by 19, 41-22. Dallin to Kata, straddling the three-point line straight away, back to Hall with a 7-second shot clock. Nell's left wide open for another three. Wow! 4-for-6 from deep. BYU by 20 for the first time, 46-26. To Demon with three.
Why not?
He shoots for three, in and out. The tip, no. And the half ends.
Look good, actually, for Yegor. Just ripped out.
46-26, BYU the halftime lead. As Nell spots an opening to the cutter, Kata the rim up and in! Didn't have enough momentum to dunk it, but he finger rolled it over the rim. The Cougars score to make it 48-29. The Cougar lead 19. Good make. BYU forecourt Yegor. Yegor gets right to the rim, driving lay and score. That's what you want to see from him.
Beautiful crossover.
BYU by 21 for the first time. Kata, left wing, back to Richie. Richie lobs it up for Kata. Yes, at the window! Lays it off the glass for two. 52-29, BYU by 23. Bill Self, hands on his hips. Has only two timeouts at his disposal here in the second half. Yegor, body checked out to the left wing. Whips a pass to Nell. Nell will jump it right wing to Saunders. Saunders, push shot, floater, good from the right base. Richie Saunders, 16, timeout Bill Self. Wow. Trevin will restart, lean in, looking for a step through. Nice. Off the oh, yes! Trevin Nell just squeezes it up and scores it. Very patiently done by Trevin Nell. BYU Post by man. 27 for the first time tonight. Mowat for three, looks online. Right online! Mowat Mag, 3-for-4 from deep. He's got 13, and the Cougar lead 26, 59-33. Wing, the lob low, the seal, and the block
Richie
of KJ Adams on the help. Richie Saunders swats out of bounds. To Richie Saunders. Richie will drive it right beneath the basket. Wait, squeeze it up and score it! Richie! 18! And the Cougar lead 28 for the first time tonight.
Richie knew he had a size advantage, so he just kept going.
Step back three for Yegor. Why not? There it is. Yegor Demon, his first three. The Cougs have their 12th, and it's BYU by what? 31!
They're almost doubling up Kansas. Can you believe it?
And Bill Self has just taken his final timeout.
Why not?
Right corner, Richie. Straight line drive down the right baseline. Floater. Yes, Richie Saunders, 20. That's his sixth Big 12 game with 20 or more. Hall between the circles to Richie off the curl. Outside the perimeter left. Gets a step on Griffin. Drives him to the base. Pirouettes beneath the basket. And scores off the window with a reverse flip. Richie Saunders 22 to lead BYU. And it's Cougs by 31 again. 68-37.
Right.
Short corner feed to Foose. Foose on a back down. Single team by Badunga. They don't double Foose. So he goes to the middle. Now to the base. Reverse lay and good. You single team him. Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck. And he had Badunga on him, didn't have Dickinson, so that was easy pickings.
Dallin Hall, three! There it is, left wing! DH from deep, And the Cougs are up 33, 74 to 41. Not there. Skip pass goes left corner, Trey. On the wing left to Hall.
There you go.
Wipes off the pressure and drives to the rim for the score. Dallin Hall lays it up and in, and it's BYU by 35 for the first time tonight, 76 to 41. Left corner, Dawson Baker stops mid-alley left, bounces it to Foos, bad pass, turnover. But Foos gets it back off a deflection and dunks it! Foos stayed with it! Look what I found! And he hammers it home to put BYU up 36 for the first time at 78 to 42. And a 10-second shot clock. Yeah, you want to finish strong. Into a three for Dallin. My goodness. That's an NBA three, top of the key. Dallin Hall with eight, and BYU by 37, 83 to 46. Yegor on the wing right side. Give and go, Dallin. Kick in the corner. Three-pointer, Mihailo! Mihailo Boskovic!
You get a three, and you get a three.
Oh, they're going to call it a long two. Raina Teely said long two on that one. Hasn't hit a three in the second half. 4-for-4 first half, 0-for-4 second half. Oh, my goodness! Kaba Keita just ran down floor on defense and lined that one up and then sent it out.
That's one of the best blocks I've ever seen here.
2:30 to go. Elijah to the top. Pick and roll to Kaba and the hammer! Kaba Keita! 10 points, 9 rebounds. Can he find one more board for a double-double? That's what I'm looking for tonight. 87-49. Crawford near the timeline. Down to 4 and with 3. Elijah will drive it, run it to the rim, up and in! 89. Ties the most allowed by Kansas in regulation this season. Dallin Baker and BYU can bounce it out. That's going to do it. 91-57 will be your final score. You could say the Jayhawks are going to leave here in a fog at the Marriott Center. 91-57, BYU wins it, going away.